B-Pod Studios.
Ladies and gentlemen, to continue, please warmly welcome with us
Stan and Haney Afternoons, 96 K-Rock.
Hey everybody, Stan and Haney, thank you for joining us this afternoon. Greatly appreciated. Mike Chiannopoulos, attorney at law, is going to be in studio taking your legal questions in about an hour. He's an attorney and he's going to tell you and try to help you out. If you'd like to text him right now a question that we'll give him on the air, if you got a chance, 239-277-9600, text your question or wait until he's in here and you can talk to him live, person to person. Also, Stan's name that movie. By the way, just got a thing from the Absolute Law text line. The train is still at Lakes Park, and right now they are running the Halloween Express.
Awesome. I'm glad to hear that.
And if you got little kids, it's fun. It's really a good time for the kids, the old Halloween Express.
A lot of good memories.
Yep.
You know what? I do have to say this.
What?
A lot of people, if you don't pay attention to what's going on and you hear Trump calling things fake news.
Yeah.
Oh, he's just bitter, blah, blah, blah. No, he's correct. He was on Hannity last night. And he just made a brief comment where if you understand him and you understand English, you know what he was talking about. And he basically said, you know what? I've got a good mind to stop the New York Times and the Washington Post, meaning they're not going to have it delivered to the White House
right,
anymore.
That's the way I understood it.
I just saw a headline where they felt they needed to clarify that. Trump threatens to terminate newspapers.
So stupid. I completely understood what he said.
Trump threatens to terminate the New York Times and the Washington Post.
Idiots.
And then in small print, but it turns out he meant they wouldn't have it delivered to the White House.
That's the way I thought. Let's do that.
I don't know how you could misunderstand
that. Let's do the grab bag.
So that tells me it's got to be on purpose.
Yep. Pewter Mug North bringing us the grab bag this afternoon.
Terminate.
Yeah. What a joke. I know we tried it here 1 year. The office people loved it. The management in the building loved it. That was about it. The office Halloween party.
No.
In
this day and age.
Our girls got to go to one.
It's time for another episode of 1 Minute Inside a Woman's Head.
I can't believe I have to go to the office Halloween party this weekend. What do I go as? I already have the Bride of Frankenstein costume, but the last time I wore that, it took me 3 hours to get ready. And by 10 o'clock, my makeup was peeling and I looked like I had leprosy. I could go as one of the political candidates and make a statement, but those plastic masks are always so hot, and you have to keep pulling them off to eat mini meatballs and chicken skewers. I could take the easy route, tape a quarter to my back and be a quarterback, or put an eye patch on and be a pirate. But let's be honest, I don't have a date, and I'd like to maybe go home with the hot IT guy. I'm going to stop by the party store and buy a costume. I'll just grab whatever they have in my size. Or one size smaller. I hope I still have those fishnets.
And that was another episode of 1 Minute Inside a Woman's Head.
Inappropriate. 40, this recent survey was done. They do it because Halloween's just around the corner. They say 45% of us believe in ghosts. Now,
it's not true.
It's not?
No.
You think it's higher?
No, just there's no such thing as ghosts.
Well, you're of the other half, the 55%.
Well, there are interdimensional beings. They're not ghosts.
No, they're demons.
What most people think are ghosts, it really relates to an auditory problem. You see, when you get into super low bass frequencies.
Yes. Come on in.
Hey, there's a wolf, man. What's going on, bud?
When you get into super low bass frequencies, they use these in horror movies. You don't hear them, but the waves are still going through the air, and they vibrate the body, and it makes your eyes vibrate and causes you to think you saw something.
Yeah.
Now, there's an interesting case that...
Please.
That proved this. It was a scientist. He was working for a corporation.
Please.
And everything was going fine with his job. And all of a sudden, out of nowhere, he starts to hate his job, gets very depressed and dissatisfied with his life. And he's like, there's no reason for this. Why is this happening? Scientific mind.
Yeah.
And he discovers that they had installed an exhaust fan right in his general area.
And it affected his mood.
That was vibrating at that frequency. The guy thought he saw ghosts and stuff. They stopped the fan. He was back to normal.
Right.
So that's where ghosts come from.
Thank you, Haney.
You're welcome.
Look who has come in here. And Rob, Dave's not around. Can you grab Jeff some headphones?
Some cans, I think they were
some
called.
Some cans. And I was talking to you a little bit about this when I was trying to find you, Jeff. We found an old skimmed air check from this radio station when it was known as Q96.
95.9.
On your FM dial from 1975. And we wanted to confirm this because we heard a disc jockey on this thing named Jeff Edwards. That's you from 1975. Is it not?
It is.
Yeah, you pull that microphone up, you dear DJ.
As soon as they get him headphones, we'll confirm.
You got to hear this. But he was telling me some amazing stories when they upgraded the power of this radio station. That's when it moved up the dial to 96.1.
We knew he was the first guy at K-Rock.
Yeah.
But this is the air check we got is from August of 1975.
Correct.
At this radio station when it was a couple of notches down because it was only a 3,000 watter then.
Right. And it was located off Williams Road in a trailer. A single
by the trailer. High school?
No, in the woods.
You said it was in Immokalee, right?
The signal originally came from Immokalee. It was WKEM AM and FM. They moved the FM to Bonita Springs in September of 1974 used trailer, and it was off Williams Road way back
in Estero.
In Estero.
Okay.
The road was not paved. There was nothing but swales and bears and whatever.
Did you see a bear?
Yeah.
Oh, you'd probably see everything out there.
Oh, it was everything out there. I mean, that's a long time ago. There was nothing here. So that's where the station. Now, they had a fancy office downtown Fort Myers in the Scott Building. For a couple of years.
Now, put your
headphones... But that's for salespeople.
Yeah.
Put your headphones on and listen to this. And I think this was a happening top 40 station in 1975. This was the kind of station that Haney and I grew up listening to. And you were working here then.
Do you want me to hit his part or the whole thing?
How long's the whole thing?
It's a couple of minutes.
Yeah, roll them.
The whole thing?
Yeah, hit it.
For American Contemporary. Stop in Modeling Supplies.
Rock and Stereo 95.9 presents a Super Q Super Thursday, August 28th. Live rock music and three super rock movies. Action begins at 6 till and all for $2 a person. And it's all happening at the Southside Drive-In.
Hold it, pause it. Can you pause?
So this was from the trailer on Williams.
Correct.
And the Southside Drive-In, that was the drive-in movie theater in town?
Right. On 41... just south of where Cypress Lake Drive is.
Okay, there was Lake a movie, drive-in movie theater
right,
there.
There was a, Cypress Lake Drive was there, but nothing else on the other side of the road.
All right, roll them. And then if you recognize the voice, let us know.
Super Q, Super Summer Sticker Time with Ed Ross.
Ed Ross, pause that.
He was one of the original jocks.
All right.
I was telling you
I want to say this, and he will confirm it. When they became 96 Super Q... And here you are, middle of nothing, hardly any radio stations around here. They're on the FM dial.
At 3,000 watts.
They want to do it upright. They cherry picked some of the biggest names in radio to come down here and paid them top dollar to be on this radio station. It lasted about a year. and then they had financial trouble, and they all started to leave. But for a year, they had the top voices at this radio station.
Three of the guys came out of Detroit. One guy came out of Dallas. Another guy out of Buffalo.
Was Bob Storer one of them?
No, he was. Bob was later. He was in later years. That we talked about. That's a whole another
story. Yeah. Right. Oh, he is a whole another story. He's a whole another set of encyclopedias. Yeah.
Hit it.
Was he going by Duke when he was down here?
Duke Roberts. Yeah.
Yeah.
We've already had several winners in the Super Q Super Summer Sticker Contest, and there's still a whole lot more to give away. You could be our next winner.
Yep.
It's simple.
You got to have the right license plate.
All you need to do is pick up a Super Q Super Summer Sticker at one of the many merchants throughout Southwest Florida and stick it in the rear window of your vehicle and keep listening to Super Q. At various times throughout the day, we'll announce license plate numbers of those vehicles that we spotted with Super Q Super Summer Stickers. You have 95 seconds to call the hit lines and claim your prize. That's it. That's all you need to do to win big prizes. The Super Q Super Summer Sticker Contest. Sticking you with super prizes.
Would drive
more
me nuts.
Summer fun from Rocket Stereo 95.9.
Now I have to ask. It's 96 Super Q, but you only have 95 seconds. And you're at 95.9.
Yeah, what's the deal?
The original slogan was Super Q, Rock and Stereo 95.9, and that was Super Q. As things evolved, as people started to leave and things started to change, then they said, oh, let's call it 96 Super Q. And 96 Super Q stood through about till about 81, 82. And then it kind of morphed again. And then it was Q96 from about 1982 to 1986. And then we changed it to K-Rock.
Yeah.
He's been through it all.
So right about the time that Super Q phased out is when we got into business.
Yes. Yes. Oh, get to his. Go down to the end. Confirm that this is you or not.
Is there any way we can get a 96 Super Q Super Summer Fun sticker?
Oh, I would love to have one.
I got one.
Yes!
I knew it was possible.
Somebody gave it to me. I got to find it. I just saw it recently. But yeah, I
got Super Q. Now, get to his.
Will I still win prizes for having it?
Sure. If they write down your license number.
It's fun if you better get one.
That's the latest news. Do you notice we had news everywhere?
Yeah. Oh, nice and tight.
Here we go.
Southwest Florida weather, partly clear through tomorrow, with a chance of afternoon thundershowers. Overnight low 75, daytime high 94. Currently, it's clear and 78 degrees.
Super Q. WLEQ. The neatest breeze.
12 o'clock at Rock and Stereo 95.9 with the Super Q Super Summer Sticker Contest is on. This is Jeff Edwards, along with John Lennon.
That's you.
That's me.
That's you. Can, you know, wait a second now.
Yeah.
Because we got a break coming up. Can you still do it?
I know we can.
Okay. Get whatever gets you through the night.
Got it.
And let's go. I want you to. I'm not looking for perfect.
Right.
I'm looking to see.
I got no voice right now.
Your voice has changed. You're a lot older. You're old.
Yeah.
Old. But see if you can still do something close to that. This is part of K-Rock history. He did that in 1975. We're in 2019 right now, and Jeff Edwards back on the dial, and he's going to talk up some John Lennon.
For some reason, I'm having trouble with John Lennon.
Oh, tell me no. I'll find it. There's got to be it in here somewhere.
The whole thing of the format, and Stan and you and I talked about it earlier, was it was a high-energy balls to the
what album is
format.
It on?
I know it was on Shaved Fish, but it was also on Walls and Bridges? Because that was 1975, 74, 75.
I may not have that particular Rob, song. I got a million of them.
Do you have it over there? Because before we let him go, I want him to do the talk up. This guy was a big time. I would have listened to you.
Let me see. Oh, okay, I got it.
Oh, you got it?
Yeah, the labeling here is not
now,
good.
If you want a dry run through first, and then we'll start over again and see if you can do it.
And I want to know all about that Super Summer Fun sticker.
Yeah, man.
I
That had to have gotten so old so quick.
It did, but it went on for years.
And here's the thing. If he can find us the old sticker, we can duplicate it.
Yep.
And then we'd have a whole bunch, and we can give everybody a Super Q Super Sticker.
Yep. For no prizes, though.
No prize.
I have an original. So.
Okay.
You ready?
I'll give it a shot. It's been a while.
Yep.
Okay.
All right, you ready?
Yeah, give it a shot. You know?
Okay, okay. You start. Hold it. Start from the beginning, and we'll let you do it. Oh, Gary.
Rock and Stereo 95.9, Super Q with Stan and Haney, bringing back the hits. Taking you back to 1975, Mr. John Lennon, formerly of the Beatles. And here we go. Let's get it on.
Whatever gets you through the night.
All right, right on. He never loses it. That was cute.
How old were you in 1975?
You were 25, right?
Yeah, I was just going on 25. I was 25 in December. And it's funny because I still, in a car, when songs come out,
you'll talk it up.
You hit the post, man.
When you're in top 40, you hear those songs so many times, you get it. You don't need to see anything that tells you it's a 16-second intro. You just know.
You know it. And one of the interesting things about working in the business in the early days was when we had records, we used records, and then we went to tapes, is that you only knew the beginning of the song and the end of the song. You know, listen to the stuff, you know? You know how it was going to end, you know how it was going to start. And did you have enough time to get the weather in, or the Lost Dog, or the, you know,
something
La
from
Leche
the,
League, or whatever the hell we were talking about.
Something from the 24-hour hit line?
Yeah. Yeah, it was 24-7. Really pretty interesting. And there were people.
It's an honor to
work
with you.
Now, in 1975, did you actually play requests?
Yes. All the time.
Yeah.
God, that must have been fun.
It was fun. But didn't you tell me? Because they're all hyped up. I mean, they just go. He had the program director call him in the middle of the night and tell him he wasn't hyped up enough.
Yeah. They would air check. And I was working midnight to 6 at one point. And I got calls 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock in the morning. What are you doing? Where's your excitement? Where's your – hit the post. Whoa. Okay.
Yeah, cocaine. It's a hell of a drug, huh?
No. I was narcoleptic, so I didn't sleep during the
day. Oh, I wasn't talking about you. I'm talking about the program director who's awake at 3 a.m. telling you to nail the post.
Drinking a six-pack of beer.
Jeff, thanks.
Thanks.
That is something. That's a part of history.
Somebody sent me that air check on Facebook. And I'm going, that's cool. And then it gets to the very end. I'm going, oh, my God, that's the Wolf Man.
Yeah, man.
You've been here through the whole thing.
Been here a long time. Got to retire soon.
Thank you, buddy.
After all this time, radio good or bad?
Is Brock listening?
We'll be back. Stan and Haney.
Ladies and gentlemen, to continue, please warmly welcome with us
Stan and Haney. 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney, thank you for joining us this afternoon. Greatly appreciated. Mike Chinopoulos, attorney at law, is going to be in studio taking your legal questions in about an hour. He's an attorney, and he's going to tell you and try to help you out. If you'd like to text him right now a question that we'll give him on the air, if you got a chance, 239-277-9600. Text your question or wait until he's in here and you can talk to him live, person to person. Also, Stan's name that movie. By the way, just got a thing from the Absolute Law text line. The train is still at Lakes Park, and right now they are running the Halloween Express.
Awesome. I'm glad to hear that.
And if you got little kids, it's fun. It's really a good time for the kids, the old Halloween Express.
A lot of good memories.
Yep.
You know what? I do have to say this.
What?
A lot of people, if you don't pay attention to what's going on and you hear Trump calling things fake news.
Yeah.
Oh, he's just bitter, blah, blah, blah. No, he's correct. He was on Hannity last night. And he just made a brief comment where if you understand him and you understand English, you know what he was talking about. And he basically said, you know what? I've got a good mind to stop the New York Times and the Washington Post, meaning they're not going to have it delivered to the White House
right,
anymore.
That's the way I understood it.
I just saw a headline where they felt they needed to clarify that. Trump threatens to terminate newspapers.
So stupid. I completely understood what he said.
Trump threatens to terminate the New York Times and the Washington Post.
Idiots.
And then in small print, but it turns out he meant they wouldn't have it delivered to the White House.
Yeah, that's the way I thought. Let's do that.
I don't know how you could misunderstand
that. Let's do the grab bag.
So that tells me it's got to be on purpose.
Yep. Pewter Mug North bringing us the grab bag this afternoon.
Terminate.
Yeah. What a joke. I know we tried it here 1 year. The office people loved it. The management in the building loved it. That was about it. The office Halloween party.
No.
In
this day and age.
Our girls got to go to one.
It's time for another episode of 1 Minute Inside a Woman's Head.
I can't believe I have to go to the office Halloween party this weekend. What do I go as? I already have the Bride of Frankenstein costume, but the last time I wore that, it took me 3 hours to get ready. And by 10 o'clock, my makeup was peeling and I looked like I had leprosy. I could go as one of the political candidates and make a statement, but those plastic masks are always so hot, and you have to keep pulling them off to eat mini meatballs and chicken skewers. I could take the easy route, tape a quarter to my back and be a quarterback, or put an eye patch on and be a pirate. But let's be honest, I don't have a date, and I'd like to maybe go home with the hot IT guy. I'm going to stop by the party store and buy a costume. I'll just grab whatever they have in my size. Or one size smaller. I hope I still have those fishnets.
And that was another episode of 1 Minute Inside a Woman's Head.
Inappropriate. 40, this recent survey was done. They do it because Halloween's just around the corner. They say 45% of us believe in ghosts. Now,
it's not true.
It's not?
No.
You think it's higher?
No, just there's no such thing as ghosts.
Well, you're of the other half, the 55%.
Well, there are interdimensional beings. They're not ghosts.
No, they're demons.
What most people think are ghosts, it really relates to an auditory problem. You see, when you get into super low bass frequencies.
Yes. Come on in!
Hey, there's a wolf, man. What's going on, bud?
When you get into super low bass frequencies, they use these in horror movies. You don't hear them, but the waves are still going through the air, and they vibrate the body, and it makes your eyes vibrate and causes you to think you saw something.
Yeah.
Now, there's an interesting case that...
Please.
That proved this. It was a scientist. He was working for a corporation.
Please.
And everything was going fine with his job, and all of a sudden... out of nowhere, he starts to hate his job, gets very depressed and dissatisfied with his life. And he's like, there's no reason for this. Why is this happening? Scientific mind.
Yeah.
And he discovers that they had installed an exhaust fan right in his general area.
And it affected his mood.
That was vibrating at that frequency. The guy thought he saw ghosts and stuff. They stopped the fan. He was back to normal.
All right.
So that's where ghosts come from.
Thank you, Haney.
You're welcome.
Look who has come in here. And Rob, Dave's not around. Can you grab Jeff some headphones?
Some cans, I think they were
called.
Yeah,
some cans. And I was talking to you a little bit about this when I was trying to find you, Jeff. We found an old skimmed air check from this radio station when it was known as Q96.
95.9.
On your FM dial from 1975. And we wanted to confirm this because we heard a disc jockey on this thing named Jeff Edwards. That's you from 1975, is it not?
It is.
Yeah, pull that microphone up, you dear DJ.
As soon as they get him headphones,
yeah,
we'll confirm.
You got to hear this. But he was telling me some amazing stories when they upgraded the power of this radio station. That's when it moved up the dial to 96.1.
We knew he was the first guy at K-Rock.
Yeah.
But this is the air check we got is from August of 1975.
Correct.
At this radio station when it was a couple of notches down because it was only a 3,000 watter then. Right.
And it was located off Williams Road in a trailer. A single
by the trailer. High school?
No, in the woods.
You said it was in Immokalee, right?
The signal originally came from Immokalee. It was WKEM AM and FM. They moved the FM to Bonita Springs in September of 1974 then was a used trailer, and it was off Williams Road way back
in Estero?
In Estero.
Okay.
The road was not paved. There was nothing but swales and bears and whatever.
Did you see a bear?
Yeah.
Oh, you'd probably see everything out there.
Oh, it was everything out there. I mean, that's a long time ago. There was nothing here. So that's where the station. Now, they had a fancy office downtown Fort Myers in the Scott Building. For a couple of years.
Now, put your
headphones. But that's for salespeople.
Yeah.
Put your headphones on and listen to this. And I think this was a happening top 40 station in 1975. This was the kind of station that Haney and I grew up listening to. And you were
now,
working here then.
Do you want me to hit his part or the whole thing?
How long's the whole thing?
It's a couple of minutes.
Yeah, roll them.
The whole thing?
Yeah, hit it.
For American Contemporary.
Stop in Modeling Supplies.
Rocket Stereo 95.9 presents a Super Q Super Thursday, August 28th. Live rock music and three super rock movies. Action begins at 6 till and all for $2 a person. And it's all happening at the Southside Drive-In.
Hold it, pause it. Can you pause?
John,
yeah.
Betty and all right. Jack.
So this was from the trailer on Williams.
Correct.
And the Southside Drive-In, that was the drive-in movie theater in town?
Right. On 41... just south of where Cypress Lake Drive is.
Okay, there was a drive-in movie theater
right,
there.
There was a Cypress Lake Drive was there, but nothing else on the other side of the road.
All right, roll them. And then if you recognize the voice, let us know.
Super Q, Super Summer Sticker Time with Ed Ross.
Ed Ross, pause that.
He was one of the original jocks.
All right.
I was telling you
I want to say this, and he will confirm it. When they became 96 Super Q... And here you are, middle of nothing, hardly any radio stations around here. They're on the FM dial.
At 3,000 watts.
They want to do it upright. They cherry picked some of the biggest names in radio to come down here and paid them top dollar to be on this radio station. It lasted about a year. And then they had financial trouble, and they all started to leave. But for a year, they had the top voices at this radio station.
Three of the guys came out of Detroit. One guy came out of Dallas. Another guy out of Buffalo.
Was Bob Storer one of them?
No, he was. Bob was later. He was in later years. That we talked about. That's a whole other
story. Yeah. Right. Oh, he is a whole other story. He's a whole other set of encyclopedias. Yeah.
Hit it.
Was he going by Duke when he was down here?
Duke Roberts. Yeah.
Yeah.
We've already had several winners in the Super Q Super Summer Sticker Contest, and there's still a whole lot more to give away. You could be our
next
winner.
I want one.
Yep.
It's simple.
You got to have the right license plate.
All you need to do is pick up a Super Q Super Summer Sticker at one of the many merchants throughout Southwest Florida and stick it in the rear window of your vehicle and keep listening to Super Q. At various times throughout the day, we'll announce license plate numbers of those vehicles that we spotted with Super Q Super Summer Stickers. You have 95 seconds to call the hit lines and claim your prize. That's it. That's all you need to do to win big prizes. The Super Q Super Summer Sticker Contest. Sticking you with super prizes.
Would drive
more
me nuts.
Summer fun from Rocket Stereo 95.9.
Now I have to ask. It's 96 Super Q, but you only have 95 seconds. And you're at 95.9.
Yeah, what's the deal?
The original slogan was Super Q, Rockin' Stereo 95.3, 95.9. And that was Super Q. As things evolved, as people started to leave and things started to change, then they said, oh, let's call it 96 Super Q. And 96 Super Q stood through about until about 81, 82. And then it kind of morphed again. And then it was Q96 from about 1982 to 1986. And then we changed it to K-Rock.
Yeah.
He's been here through it all.
So right about the time that Super Q phased out is when we got in the business.
Yes. Yes. Oh, get to his. Go down to the end. Confirm that this is you or not.
Is there any way we can get a 96 Super Q Super Summer Fun sticker?
Oh, I would love to have one.
I got one.
Yes!
I knew it was possible.
Somebody gave it to me. I got to find it. I just saw it recently. But yeah, I
guess. Now get to his.
Will I still win prizes for having it?
Sure. If they write down your license number. Florida, you better get one.
That's the latest news.
Do you notice we had news everywhere?
Yeah. Oh, nice and tight.
Here we go.
Southwest Florida weather partly clear through tomorrow with a chance of afternoon thunder showers. Overnight low 75, daytime high 94. Currently, it's clear and 78 degrees.
Super Q.
WLEQ,
the
Neenah Spree. 12 o'clock at Rock and Soleil 95.9 with the Super Q Super Summer Sticker Contest is on. Let's Jeff Edwards, along with John Lennon, whatever gets you through the night.
That's you.
That's me.
That's you. Wait a second now.
Yeah.
Because we got a break coming up. Can you still do it?
I know we can.
Okay, get whatever gets you through the night.
Got it.
And let's go. I want you to. I'm not looking for perfect.
Right.
I'm looking to see.
No voice right now.
Your voice has changed. You're a lot older. You're old.
Yeah.
Old. But see if you can still do something close to that. This is part of K-Rock history. He did that in 1975. We're in 2019 right now, and Jeff Edwards back on the dial, and he's going to talk up some John Lennon.
For some reason, I'm having trouble with John Lennon.
Oh, tell me no. I'll find it. There's got to be it in here somewhere.
The whole thing of the format, and yep. Stan and you and I talked about it earlier, yeah. it was a high-energy... balls to the
what album is it on?
I know it was on Shaved Fish. But it was also on Walls and Bridges? Because that was 1975, 74, 75.
I may not have that particular song. I got a million of them.
Do you have it over there? Because before we let him go, I want him to do the talk up. This guy was a big time. I would have listened to you.
Let me see. Oh, okay, I got it.
Oh, you got it?
Yeah, the labeling here is not
now,
good.
Now, if you want a dry run through first, and then we'll start over again and see if you can do it.
And I want to know all about that Super Summer Fun sticker.
Yeah, man.
That had to have gotten so old so quick.
It did, but it went on for years.
And here's the thing. If he can find us the old sticker, we can duplicate it.
Yep.
And then we'd have a whole bunch, and we can give everybody a Super Q Super Sticker.
Yep. For no prizes, though.
No prize.
I have an original, so.
Okay. Go ahead.
You ready?
I'll give it a shot. It's been a while.
Yep.
Okay.
All right. You ready?
Yeah, give it a shot. You know?
Okay. Okay. You just start from the beginning, and we'll let you do it. Oh, Gary.
Rock and Stereo 95.9, Super Q at Stan and Haney, bringing back the hits. Taking you back to 1975, Mr. John Lennon, formerly of the Beatles. And here we go. Let's get it on.
Whatever gets you through the night.
All right, right on.
The
right
master.
On. He never loses it. Never loses it. That was cute.
How old were you in 1975?
You were 25, right?
Yeah, I was just going on 25. I was 25
damn.
In December. And it's funny because I still, in a car when songs come on,
you'll talk it up.
You hit the post, man.
When you're in top 40, you hear those songs so many times, you get it. You don't need to see anything that tells you it's a 16-second intro. You just know.
You know it. And one of the interesting things about working in the business in the early days was when we had records, we used records, and then we went to tapes, is that you only knew the beginning of the song and the end of the song. You didn't listen to the stuff in the mill. you know, how it was going to end, you know, how it was going to start. And did you have enough time to get the weather in or the lost dog or the, you know,
something
La
from
Leche
the,
League or whatever the hell we were talking about.
Something from the 24-hour hit line?
Yeah. Yeah, it was 24-7. Really pretty interesting. And there were people.
It's an honor to
now,
work with you.
In 1975, did you actually play requests?
Yes. All the time. All the time.
Yeah. Yeah.
God, that must have been fun.
It was so fun. But didn't you tell me, because they're all hyped up. I mean, they just go, go, go. He had the program director call him in the middle of the night and tell him he wasn't hyped up enough.
Yeah. They would air check. And I was working midnight to 6 at one point, and I got calls 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock in the morning. What are you doing? Where's your excitement? Where's your – hit the post. Whoa. Okay.
Yeah, cocaine. It's a hell of a drug, huh?
No. I was narcoleptic, so I didn't sleep during the
day.
Oh,
I wasn't talking about you. I'm talking about the program director who's awake at 3 a.m. telling
hour.
You to nail the post.
Drinking a six-pack of beer.
Jeff, thanks.
Thanks. That, was
that, is, that, that is something. That's a part of history.
Somebody sent me that air check on Facebook. And I'm going, that's cool. And then it gets to the very end. I'm going, oh, my God, that's the Wolf Man.
Yeah, man.
You've been here through the whole thing.
Been here a long time. Got to retire soon.
Thank you, buddy.
After all this time, radio good or bad?
Is Brock listening?
We'll be back. Stan and Haney. Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney, thank you for joining us this afternoon, Tuesday afternoon. That means 30 minutes away from attorney Mike Chiannopoulos coming into the studio and taking your questions. Mike Chiannopoulos from the Absolute Law Firm is a lawyer, attorney, esquire, and he comes in every Tuesday to talk to you guys to find out how he can help you. So if you have issues with family law, criminal, DUI, veterans issues, feel free to talk to Mike. That's why he's here. You can either text us a question right now, or when Mike's here, give us a phone call, and we'll put you on one-on-one with Mike Chiannopoulos. That was really good.
Why is it so loud in here?
I don't know. Where is that coming from? Is that coming from his room? Is that coming from your room?
Might be. I was editing. So I'll
turn
it down.
Sorry. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank
I always find it better to edit with headphones on.
Yeah. But that was great having him in. And so many people are texting and telling us that they remember Super Q. Here's what I want to do. I want to get a Stan and Haney t-shirt made with the K-Rock Stan and Haney on the back and the Super Q logo on the front, and have it 1974 to 2019, and recreate that logo. The guy is already telling me, you get that original sticker, and anybody can go and copy that, and we'd have those, put them in the rear window of your car, and wait for your license number to be called.
You know, there are so many, you know, slender threads, strange coincidences.
Yeah.
The guy really responsible for me being in radio was a guy by the name of Howard Miller. He was a big radio guy in Chicago.
Right.
And he is truly, I had gotten started in radio as a kid, but it was his decision a couple of months in to give me a career. And he sat down and talked to me, and he said, I need to know right now. You do a good job on the rock station, but are you about rock or are you about having radio as a career? He says, because I'm going to tell you something. I think you could have a career in radio. He goes, but it's not going to be like what you're doing now, because all you're doing now is having fun, and I understand that. He said, what if the rock music was gone? And you had to do something else as a professional. And I said, I could do that. And he goes, I'm going to take a chance on you. He owned the station in Melbourne that I started at, and he also owned the station in Naples. Then you and I meet at that station in Melbourne, which has now been sold. And then everything in Melbourne went south for both of us.
Yep.
And I ended up getting a job in Ocala. The guy that owned that station was the guy Jeff Edwards was, Duke Roberts.
Yeah.
He owned the radio station in Ocala, which was the last station I worked at before I came here.
It's always been said in radio, you got to be, first of all, you got to be talented, but then the network of people that you work with, and it's all spider webbed out. There's connections to be made. So, yeah.
From day one, I've had some kind of connection to this area.
Melbourne to Ocala to Naples, and everybody worked or knew somebody who worked. That's how it goes. That's exactly how it goes. Yeah, it's pretty cool. I think the whole thing is cool. I think that...
We should. We should do the throwback thing.
When you have a radio station, and we happen to work at 96K Rock. Well, how did that happen? How did the FCC grant a signal on this part of the dial, and where did it all start? Had to start from somewhere. And you and I both know when we first came to this town, there was nothing. And you go back to 1975, 1974, when there was really nothing. And this radio station that we're at, that has been on the dial for all those years, has a beginning.
Mm-hmm.
And how did it get to where it is today? I find it fascinating. And that's any line of work that you might be in, whether it's a radio station, whatever radio station you work at. When we were working over in Melbourne, and we were over at Y102, which was a hit station then.
Well, that...
But it was country before that. But what
so my history
point
there
is that it was an AM and FM station in the building, and the AM station was WMMB.
Mm-hmm.
And that one, it was a museum within itself because it still had recordings, records, everything going back to the 1940s in wartime.
And they would have orchestras and bands,
yes,
come in there.
Yep.
And the station was still set up for it. And it was a big deal when they went on the air in the, what was it, like the 40s or something. It was a big deal that they were an affiliate of Mutual Broadcasting.
Yeah. It has to start from somewhere. And I find it fascinating. And to have somebody still in the building like Jeff,
who knows where all the bodies are, I mean, all the history of...
And goes all the way back to the early, mid-70s. I find it fascinating.
And he just brought up something that, if you're in radio, you have experienced it. You're on the air at 3 o'clock in the morning, and then you get a phone call from your boss telling you didn't hit that post right.
Yeah, I've all been through it.
Because I'll tell you, as far as egomaniacs, your program directors,
especially back then, because they in today's radios, with all the companies and your iHearts and your Beasley's, they're businesses. They have shareholders to answer to, everything. Back in those days, it was a little different.
And in hindsight, one of the worst things that you could do is what I did and be a 16, 17-year-old kid with a better voice and more talent than the program
director.
Well,
then that's where...
That's bad news.
That's bad. That's really bad. Xfinity. Annie and I have been Xfinity customers for a long time, and we do the math. We're talking about Xfinity. It all adds up to big savings. You can now get Xfinity Internet and Xfinity Mobile each for $30 a month.
And that equals awesome Wi-Fi from America's best internet provider and the best LTE on the go. It's the ultimate coverage solution. All in the numbers.
Yep.
You can save up to $800 a year on your wireless bill with Xfinity Mobile. And until October 27th, you could even get $250 back when you purchase an eligible smartphone. It's basically the perfect equation. Xfinity makes saving simple, easy, awesome.
Don't miss out on Xfinity Internet and mobile each for $30 a month. You'll get internet now with up to 100 megabits download speed for 12 months with a 1-year agreement, and Xfinity Mobile at 3 gig of shared wireless data. Go to Xfinity.com/save big or call 1-800-XFINITY, or better yet, go to an Xfinity store today.
Restrictions apply.
277-9600. Somebody's been sitting on hold here for a while.
That's not our buddy Tom from Melbourne.
It is.
No, he's the only one that sits on hold.
Yeah,
like
I don't.
That.
I don't get this. Yeah, Tom. Yeah.
Ahoy.
Yeah, ahoy. Ahoy there, buddy.
Hi, how are you guys doing?
We're doing good.
And who is this?
Tom from Melbourne.
Hi, Tom.
From Melbourne.
I know you don't take requests, but I got a suggest.
What?
Play Tales, if you can pay, play what? Tales of Brave Ulysses.
No.
Tom, flatly,
there's no way in hell that's ever going to happen.
Ever.
It's got the same chord changes as White Room.
Look. We just played White Room. That's what we played.
And it's for a reason.
Yeah. All right? There's a lot of research that goes
into
this.
Anything else going on,
yeah.
Tom?
Tom, what's going on?
That was just a suggestion.
All right. I understand. We took your suggestion and we said no.
And why did that pop in your head? Why did you want to hear that song?
Because same chord progression
as White Room. When I lived on Long Island, I played in a three-piece. We played White Room and Tales of Brave Ulysses.
Okay.
And what did you play? Did you play bass?
Of course he did.
I played bass.
Oh, I just figured.
Yeah. That was a good guess. Hey.
And our drummer had a double drum set. He had a lot of show. The padded drum set.
Did you have a gimmick?
It was just us.
Yeah. Did you have a gimmick?
Two white boys and a black guy. No, it was just our music.
Well, there was the black guy.
He was the best guitar player I've ever heard.
You had a black guy playing with two white guys. That was your gimmick. That's how they would know it around town. Let's go down to the tavern.
Let's go see Salt and Pepper.
Yep, that where the two white guys and the black guy play.
We got to jam out with Richie Blackmore and his cousin, the keyboardist, one time.
Good for you.
Was he married to that crazy lady yet?
You don't know.
These are stories that you've told over and over again.
He was...
277-9600. Ahoy, who's this?
Ahoy, gentlemen, this is J.D.
Hey, J.D., what's going on, buddy?
My parents moved me down here somewhere around 78, and I used to have in a box my 96 Super Q License to Win sticker.
Nice!
Yeah, Jeff did say it went for years.
If I could find it, I'd drop it by the station, but who knows where it is now.
We just want to get a copy of it so we can make a new ones up with that logo.
And I had my I Survived US 41 sticker also.
Yeah, if you find any of that stuff, just snap a picture of it and send it to us.
All right?
Definitely, will do.
Thank you, brother. Ahoy, who's this?
Hey, this is John. I'm over here in Ridgeland, South Carolina. I moved from Lely, Naples.
Okay.
To Ridgeland, South Carolina. I don't know if you got a pin. You want, guys want
did
to
you, did we give you? Have we given you a stick pin yet? Because you're entitled to one.
Ridgeland. No, you have it.
Ridgeland,
South Carolina.
Ridgeland, South Carolina. What are you listening to? Is streaming on the app? What are you doing?
Yes, I am. You know what? I forgot that you guys were streaming on the iHeart app. And for the last, I've been here a week. I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm just jonesing for my boys. You're my boys. And and I put you guys, I said, okay. So I started thinking back and said, okay, I can find you on the app. I said, hey, Ron. Boom, found you on my iHeart app. And so every morning I listen to, I don't know the two dudes are.
Dave and Chuck the Freak.
Yeah, Dave and Chuck used to be, anyway.
Yes.
But I don't really worry about them. But in the evening time, I got a job over at Waffle House, which is awesome. And,
at the Waffle House?
Yeah, man. I am the head cook now at the Waffle House. In Ridgeland?
What really goes into those waffles?
Oh,
goodness.
Let me tell you what. Those waffles are awesome.
Yeah,
Andy.
I don't disagree, but I just want to know.
Just regular waffles. Be honest with you, I don't know. I have any idea. Probably crack. I don't know.
That's good stuff.
But I bet you get some nice perks, huh?
That, you know what? I'm training to be a manager because I have a college and everything, and I'm training to be a manager, and they're starting me out at $70,000 a year once
Whoa, what?
Nice.
You got Rob Show, who's putting in 18-hour days, and he doesn't even come close to that at the Waffle
House.
Well,
yeah, Rob makes what we call, in air quotes, a living wage.
Listen, I was pooping my pants when they told me that the manager starts out at that. And I was like, okay, let me train for that. I am good for that. Let me do that. Because I have college and everything. You guys remember me? My wife died. She had cancer. And you guys remember that? You guys remember, I mean, I called you a few times from South Florida. I always call you guys. And
well,
I'm just so glad. Yeah, I am so glad that I'm able to connect back to my South Florida roots with you guys. And I'm just super happy, man.
Well,
Thank you. Stay in touch.
I am so happy to hear that that things are looking so bright.
$70,000.
They are. You know, I mean, with when my wife passed, it wasn't very easy for me to get back on my feet. But I said, you know what? I'm out of here. I'm leaving Florida. Let me see what happens if I go 10 hours away. So I went 10 hours away, landed in a place called Richland, South Carolina. And I said, I didn't bring any of my tools, so I said, let me just try a different trade. I'm 47 years old. I've been doing hardwood floors for 27 years. And I walked in to Waffle House, and the guy there named Bradley Cobb, he gave me a job, and I started for a week, and then he put me through training, and then training says, well, we're going to put you through manager training. I said,
fantastic. Congratulations.
I'm super happy, man. I'm just super happy, super emotional to hear from you guys. I really love you guys. You guys keep it up, okay?
Thank you, pal, and thank you for calling. We're here. Keep in touch. Let us know how it goes.
Great story.
Yeah. All right. Here's the deal. We got to take a break. Thank you for the phone calls. That Tom, though, I don't get.
He doesn't.
Yeah, I know that. Yeah. We didn't have a gimmick. It was just two white guys and a black guy on Long Island decades ago. There's your gimmick. Jeez. When we come back.
I wonder what his deal is.
I don't know what his deal is, but he creeps me out. When we come back, attorney Mike Chiannopoulos is going to be in studio. We're going to take your phone calls. We're going to go and have you talk to Mike. You can text your questions to him.
The weird thing is we had a buddy, Tom, from Melbourne, who sounded just like that guy.
But that ain't the guy.
But that ain't him.
That ain't the guy. That guy's got brain damage.
No, but he sounds like the guy that we did know. But it's not him. We know it's not him.
Not even close.
No, that guy was pretty smart.
Yeah. Not this guy. Mike Chiannopoulos is next. 277-9600. 277-9600. Or on the Absolute Law text line 239-277-9600. We're Stan and Haney, 96K Rock.
Two men, two microphones, and way too much baggage.
We're going to pee on you.
Ew. Stan and Haney, 96K Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney, thank you for joining us. Mike Chiannopoulos has made his way into the studio.
Hey, Stan.
Hi, Mike. 277-9600.
I got a broken leg.
Oh, yeah. And a rib.
I broke my fibula. And
what about the other guy?
Yeah, well, I mouthed off to the mermaid. Be careful of mermaid tails.
What happens if you got to go and do like a closing thing in court?
Oh, no, man. I was I did it on Sunday evening, and yesterday I was there at 8 o'clock doing the live shoot for Fox 4. I tried two cases, mediated a case. It's a couple of broken bones, man. Don't cry. Just move on.
Right. Did you know you broke them right off the bat?
Yeah, I went straight to the ER.
Did you hear the crack?
Yeah, I felt my leg break, and I went straight to the ER.
Oh.
Mike, I've got a hypothetical for you.
All right.
I work for a big company, okay? That company, several years ago, sent me on a business trip to Russia. As far as anybody knows, I'm a happily married man.
Right.
But I'm in Russia. The vodka is flowing.
And what happens in Moscow stays in Moscow, Haney.
Well, it was actually Sochi. But
it didn't stay in Sochi, did it?
A little horse-faced production assistant decided it would be a good idea to come to my room. We both were feeling the vodka, and we engaged in pretty much all the activity a man and a woman can engage
in. Coitus.
Yeah.
Coitus.
And when we were finished, she gave me a hug, went on her way. We returned back. We're based in New York. And when we return home, we get together like this in a sexual manner 8 more times. You know what? After 8 times, I've had enough of her.
Enough of the horse face.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then she starts calling my house at night while I'm trying to spend time with my wife and kids.
That's just inappropriate.
Yeah, so I just, you know what? I said, enough's enough. I stopped communicating with her.
Right.
Then a couple of years later, I'm called into the boss's office. And he says to me, did you do something with this horse-faced girl? And I go, yeah, I mean, don't tell anybody about it, but yeah, I did. Why? Is there a problem? Yeah. She says you raped her.
No!
When you were in Russia.
Oh!
And I don't find out until later what she told them, because they fired me.
Mm.
But what she told them is that, yes, in Russia, we were together, and I admitted that, but she says that while she was okay with 2 of the 3 sexual activities we got involved in, she didn't give her consent to the 3rd, and now that she's talked to a lawyer, she says that she was too drunk to give consent.
Ah, yeah.
She does admit that we were together 8 times after that, admits to calling me at my house and harassing me. But I'm now considered guilty of rape because evidently during that one night in Moscow, I did something she didn't want done, but I didn't know about it. How does that case sound to you?
You know, that's always the tough question in any kind of rape or sexual assault case. And I got to tell you,
and this is Matt Lauer, that's his life.
Sure. I've
so,
seen.
The fact that she was with him 8 more times and did not want to end the relationship doesn't matter if he did one thing in Moscow while they were in bed together after having done everything else.
Yeah, legally, it's not a problem, but politically, it is, obviously, and it's because of who he is. You know, that's unfortunately, it doesn't have to be true. It just has to be said. Did he rape her? I don't know. I wasn't there. Neither were you.
But you know what? All these years, and I think most people are that way, when they're reporting all this stuff, you go, yeah, he probably did it. And then he releases this letter explaining what happened where he goes, yeah, I'm guilty of being a scumbag, but I'm not a rapist. Here's right. what happened.
Right.
And I'm like, really? So she was with you 8 times after you supposedly destroyed her life.
Well, I mean, think about that. I've never, almost every sexual assault or rape case that I've ever dealt with, well, no, let me rephrase that. Almost every sexual assault case I've ever dealt with, the man likely did not understand that what he was doing was sexual assault. Okay? So I think we as men tend to be uneducated about that, just society-wise. But I think just because she makes a subsequent choice to be with him doesn't mean he didn't rape her. I mean, I know it doesn't make sense, but look, some people have mental health issues.
Logically, you say that's insane, but legally, according to way, yes means yes, no means no. Out of those 16 times, that one time in Sochi during the Olympics.
So she says, we did this to each other. I was fine with it, even though in hindsight, I couldn't give consent.
Because, Mike, isn't that the same thing? A wife and a wife is married, and she says no to her husband one time.
But she never said no.
She can bring up charges.
She even admits she never said no.
Now she is.
Well, I mean, the problem is she didn't say yes, and then if you have the
oh, for Christ's
yeah,
sake.
Oh, it gets...
And then if you have the consent issue, you know, here's what...
How is anyone going to have babies at this rate?
Here's what I've always thought. You know, you can... Consent is a problem, but how do you know whether there was consent or not? And that's why they've come out with all these crazy apps. You've seen the consent app, right?
No.
Oh, there's an app out there. You can go to the app store and download it. Somebody showed it to me. And if you're going to hook up with somebody, you send them the app, and each of you answer questions on your phone, and it goes to a third-party storage facility.
So that anything in the future.
Right.
Yeah.
So if you want to have sex with somebody, you have to get a lawyer first, evidently, today.
I mean, I don't know. If she voiced no objections and was with him in an intimate way
she felt
many other times...
I'm sorry, man, but I don't think saying yes afterwards makes saying no negate saying no. If you said no, she said no.
I would think that she would not desire to be with him again.
After he did something like that, you would think so.
You would think, but...
But like I said, many people have emotional issues or mental issues.
What kind of effing world are we living in? Is this up? Is this down? Do we know?
I know. It's crazy.
Can we go to some questions?
Wait. Let me tell you about the Fox 4 thing real quick.
Oh, yes, please.
So I'm the legal consultant on the Seavers case. They tried Rogers. They're still deliberating.
They're deliberating right now.
Right? And so the motion to acquit was filed on Friday, and I had said on Fox 4 on Monday, hey, if the judge grants – the judge isn't going to grant this motion. I'm so sure of it. If he grants this motion, I'll come back here tomorrow in the same intersection and get on the hood of my car, my underwear, and burn my bar card. That's how – certain I am. Judge Kyle's not going to grant
that. And that's when you broke
motion.
Your leg.
Yep.
And I broke my leg getting off the hood. No, fortunately for me, he didn't grant the motion because, well, nobody wants to see that.
No.
That's ugly. A lot of hair. A lot of hair on those Greek people.
That's what they call her suit.
Yep.
But so what do you think? Is he guilty? Is he not guilty?
Now, which one is this, the husband
Rogers.
Or his buddy?
No, we're waiting. So Wright is the guy who actually did the killing with the hammer.
They're both guilty.
They're saying that Rogers also did some of the killing, but what he really did was, at the husband's request, contracted Wright to do the killing.
Well,
so
they're
trying
all
to get him for contract killing. Here's the thing, though. There's no direct evidence putting him at the crime scene, and the only evidence they have of contract killing is Wright, the guy who's in prison, who pled to the murder already, his former girlfriend. They've got Wright, who's cut a deal and had testified, and then his former girlfriend. So,
and Wright is the one that did it.
Yes, sir.
And admits it.
Yes, sir. But they're saying, well, it's because he got a deal to lie about this guy and the husband. And then they're saying the ex-girlfriend is getting paid by the state. Well, yeah, she's being paid a witness fee statutorily. It's like $10. She ain't doing this for $10. Get over it. But they didn't tell the jury that.
No.
All the jury knows if she's received compensation.
Can I just say that in this whole trial, and I know a lot of it's going on, and I've been privy to some things and not to others, but what's on the surface and what people think they know about this case and the circumstances, what's underneath the surface, which
I'd
will
suggest
probably,
you shut your mouth.
Which will probably
you
never.
You better shut
yep,
your mouth.
I'm not going to say anymore.
Right now.
I know things.
Yeah, no, you don't even want to say that. You don't know nothing,
nope.
And you can prove it.
Nope. I don't have anything on me that
I know
proves
nothing.
It.
I know nothing about nothing. I don't even know
Mike's
what
your
guy.
Real attorney. Yep. I'm your fake attorney, and both of us are telling you don't know nothing. You can prove it. Shut your mouth.
Mike.
We're giving you fake legal advice. Be quiet.
Absolute Law text
line. I can't believe you did that.
What? I just know things.
You don't want people to know that you know things.
I mean, I can't prove that I know it.
You don't
well, then,
want
do you
them
really
to
know
it? That you know.
No, but I know.
What's
but
the
I
sound of
know.
One hand clapping, Stan?
I got a hand tied behind my back.
it's not where I was thinking it was, but go ahead.
My daughter was rear-ended at a red light in Bonita by an old snowbird lady.
Hope she didn't get hurt.
The car was totaled. Oh, insurance says the car is only worth $1,500 less than she owes. She also had to be taken to the hospital in an ambulance. Plus, she was also 5 months pregnant.
Oh, I hope the baby's
will
okay.
Will she get any money or a settlement from this accident for pain and suffering, or will she have to provide proof of that? Signed, Troy.
Troy, have your daughter call me at 239-ASK-MIKE, And I won't be back in the office today, but they can put her through to myself. She needs to talk to me today. Or she can just talk to me tomorrow, but we'll get her taken care of. I have a bunch of questions that I'm going to need to ask her that wouldn't be good to ask on the air anyway. So it's kind of nice you texted. But have her call me, 239-ASK-MIKE, and we'll help her get it taken care of.
Absolute Law text line.
Insurance companies. Thieves, I tell you, thieves.
We get this all the time, Mike, and it goes on every single day, and it seems every week we get a question about it. Mike, our neighbor's tree has several huge branches that hang over the side of our lawn, and they create so much shade that our lawn and grass is dying. Can we legally cut the branches that hang over our property? Signed, Stephanie.
There we go again.
All right, Stephanie, we get a lot of these questions, don't we, Stan?
All the time.
We get a lot of these questions. And what I would tell you is this. First, try something called fescue. It's a different brand of grass. The blade's a little bit wider, but it grows in the shade. So you might think about that. That might be the easiest fix for your problem. The legal answer is yes, you can cut the limbs that hang over onto your side. You can cut them back to the fence so they're not on your property. I would not advise doing that without trying everything else first. Go and talk to the people. Tell them that, you know, you'd like this removed back onto their own side of the fence. If they don't do it, you know, I would probably have a lawyer send them a letter saying they have the right under this law to trim them back, and they're going to on a certain day if you don't do it first.
Wouldn't it be if you're in an association that they would require that, or the association's maintenance people would cut that stuff? And then if you're not, I remember my parents having to go through an absolute nightmare with fences and trees that, although there's a property line that's been surveyed, there's like a zone of, right.
There's a tolerance zone, and that's okay, but the thing is, it depends on the type of association. Most associations do not, they only manicure or deal with common areas. And it sounds like this is not a common area. It's on one person's property leaning into another person's property. So even if they had an association, there's a good chance that association wouldn't address it.
Okay. From the Absolute Law text line, and this is another one we get quite often. Mike, I heard you mention this once before on the show. Are you allowed to have a concealed carry license and a medical marijuana card simultaneously? I'm curious to know. Thank you, Mike, for all the time and service you give. This is from Nick in Cape Coral.
Now, you seem to that we've found that definitively in Florida. What about other states?
Yeah, I don't know about other states, but Nick in Cape Coral, thanks for your question. And I will tell you this. It seems to me to be an urban legend. I hear all the time, well, they wouldn't give him or her concealed carry because they had a medical marijuana card, or they revoked the concealed carry. It's urban myth. I can't find it. Every time somebody tells me that, I try to run it. Who was it? Where was the lawyer? Who was the person? Oh, you know a person that knows? Give me that phone number. I'll run down the person. It doesn't exist that I can find. So I don't know. It's just urban myth. As far as the law goes, I don't believe they can stop you from a concealed carry permit because you have a prescription. And, you know, I was in court the other day, and marijuana has always been a problem in family law because there are plenty of people that smoke marijuana. And when it was strictly illegal, it would be a problem. You get your kids taken away for it. It's an illegal drug.
Right.
Now the question, oh, well, he's got a marijuana card. So what? He's still smoking marijuana. We're still not wanting him around his kids. Well, look, either it's a prescription or it's not. If he's got a prescription for Dilaudid because he's got a medical reason, you can't say he can't be around his kids. You can say don't be taking the Dilaudid around your kids and being stoned to where you can't take care of them. But you can't say you don't get to see your kids or you don't get to carry a concealed weapon because you have medication. So which is it? Is it medication or is this just a guise for us to use it recreationally? And that's the way they're treating it.
That's a tremendous point.
The courts are treating it like it's a recreational drug still.
Really?
Absolutely. Yet requiring prescriptions.
Right.
Because you have medical doctors right now in this state that will write a prescription for it.
And that's how they're doing it.
And that's like you just said, if they have a writing a prescription for any kind of other drug.
I have a broken leg. I broke my leg on Sunday. They offered me pain meds. I didn't take them because I had to work Monday. But let's assume that I had taken them. Okay, they can't say to me, you have to give back your concealed permit because you broke your leg and now you have some narcotic pain medicine that's authorized to you. No, I can't use it when I drive. If I use it when I drive, I'm still getting a DUI. You smoke marijuana when you drive, you're still getting a DUI. I can't go to work high. Well, you can't go to work high on marijuana either.
I saw that they've come up with like a next generation breathalyzer that's supposed to be able to tell
THC
how much
content?
Yeah, how much pot you've smoked.
Oh, they're going to have to do that.
Well, but it's like it's just like alcohol. You can't drink when you're impaired by it.
Isn't the whole thing
it's being impaired?
By
it? Yeah.
You can be impaired by pills,
by medication,
booze, or marijuana.
I could take pain medicine completely consistent with my prescription. In other words, not overtake it, not abuse it in any way, and still be rendered incompetent to operate a motor vehicle. So marijuana is no different. You can't say, well, just because you have that card, you can't come to work.
But like you said, yet the court views it in a different way.
My perception of the Lee County Court is they're still they're choosing to view it as a recreational drug. Now, here's the real thing about the medical marijuana. It's the insurance companies. Because it's still federally illegal, and insurance companies, even here in the state of Florida, are saying, okay, but if you hire that person, we're going to cancel your insurance because that person might operate a motor vehicle in the course of their employment. Well, yeah, but what if he had a prescription for pain meds? I wouldn't let him operate a company vehicle on pain meds. I'm not going to let him do it on marijuana.
So 277-9600. By the way, we just got a text in. You were recommending a particular type of grass to plant.
Yeah, fescue.
This landscaper says it will not survive here in the state of Florida.
Ah, well, thank you for that tip. You might have saved me. You might have just saved me some money.
It does not do well.
Whoever that is, listen, that texter, call me at 239-ASK-MIKE tomorrow. I want to ask you some questions what to put in.
We got one call, and then we got to wrap things up. We got Bob. Bob, you're on with Mike Chiannopoulos.
Yeah, my question is in regards to being a grandparent, and the father's kind of out of the picture, but your daughter... it's not, well, let's say being a parent, the rights is, I'm familiar with the temporary custody form, and I think it's a concurrent custody form.
Okay.
As far as, you know, where I have to look into raising my grandchild on my own because of the irresponsibility of both not only the father, who's out of the picture, but the mother's actions.
All right, so the father doesn't care if you're raising the baby, right? He didn't care. He just walked away.
For the most part, yes.
All right, what about the mother? Does she say, fine, raise the baby? Or does she say, no, I want to raise the baby, and you're concerned she'll do something
harmful? No, her thing is depression from the relationship with the father, I guess, and staying in the house, you know, and providing.
So she's willing to let you raise the baby?
Well, I haven't asked her, essentially, is she willing to...
But you essentially are right now, though, right?
Yeah.
Excuse me?
You are right now, essentially, right?
Raising the baby.
Exactly, yes.
All right, so call me at 239-ASK-MIKE because I need to talk to you some more, and I might need to ask your daughter some questions, and if the answers are right, we might just be able to do some paperwork and save you a couple of thousand. If not, it's going to cost you several thousand to go fight it out.
Okay.
All right.
There you go, buddy. Let me see if I can get
this
one in. We got 1 minute left. David was waiting. David, you're on with Mike Chiannopoulos. You got about a minute.
Hey, David, what do you got for us today?
I'm just looking for a referral. I need somebody to probate law and corporate law.
We handle both of them. 239-ASK-MIKE. We'll get you taken care of.
Fantastic. Thank you, Mike.
All right. There you go, buddy. And just like him, 24/7, they can get a hold of you.
239-ASK-MIKE. That's 275-6453. You press 6. Anytime outside of normal business hours, you just press 6. It comes straight to me. You talk to me.
He's Mike Chiannopoulos from Absolute Law. He's here every Tuesday, and it's as simple as that to get a hold of Mike 24/7. 239-ASK-MIKE. Mike, as always, thank you.
Thank you, gentlemen.
We're going to take a break. We'll be back. We're staying
here. Break a leg, Mike.
Yeah.
There ain't nothing but a G-bang, bang, bang.
Sizzling, Rizzle on 96K Rizzle. That's right, we're quite hip, but on the sharp cutting edge of 1999.
Bitch.
Well. It's more serrated than sharp, but it gets the job done.
Right back up in your motherfucking ass.
Hey.
Stan and Haney on 96K Rock.
Stan and Haney here. We're going to check traffic news headlines, 4 o'clock flubber, your emails. We're also going to be in about a half hour playing Stan's Name That Movie. Today, the movie's of Paul Rudd. Paul Rudd. Been in a lot of them. I want to ask Rob Show, do you have the ability over there, Rob, because I'm going to need some blow-ups.
I'm going to need some blow-ups.
Do you have the ability to get the text line over there
I'll have to ask Matt for the password, but yeah, I can.
Because somebody...
You're not allowed to have the password?
It's kept very secret.
Yeah,
here.
I don't understand. Sometimes...
I don't know what that is.
I couldn't get on to the phone screener thing for Mike Chernopoulos because I was locked out of it. And when I would go and click it to put it on, not that the wrong passwords were in or anything, it just wouldn't let me use that function. There's a picture that somebody sent of three guys on a plywood stage. All of them white guys, not two white guys and a black guy from Long Island.
That's your success right there.
But there is a radio station van behind them, and this guy claims that it was the original Super Q van. And I can't see the logo that well from behind there, but it's an old picture, and it's supposed to have what the original Super Q van looked like.
96 on it.
It's
96 and a Q.
Yeah,
96.
I'd like to get a blow up of that. And guy's name's Chris sent us that. Been listening to us for years. He sent a picture. I'd like a blow up of that so I can get a good look at what that because I'm looking at it right now. That's a new van. That's top of the line for that time.
You know what? Can you imagine if we didn't waste our time at all those other BS stations and just started here?
Yeah.
Yeah, probably wouldn't be much different.
Yeah, it'd be like just like it is now.
Yeah.
traffic. First look at traffic for your drive home this afternoon. All right, we got a few things on the board. We'll start in North Fort Myers. We got a crash, Slater Road and Bayshore Road. Then in Fort Myers, a disabled vehicle, Daniels Parkway and 6 Mile Cypress Parkway. And one more for you. It's in Bonita Springs. It is a crash, 27,000 block of South Tamiami Trail, right by the Advanced Auto Parts. And yeah. You
should have let
date.
Rob do that. I like the way he says Bonita Springs.
Boniter.
How do you say that, Rob?
Yeah, how's that go?
Bonita.
Bonita. You know who used to do that? And I'm going to tell you, was our old program director, Steve Downs. He used to come. He was from L.A.
You talking about Master Chief?
Yes.
Yeah.
He would say Bonita. Coming up in less than 1 hour, it'll be the newscast of record. With Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney. He is the news. Oh, there it is. Zoomed in. What does it
is
say?
Is that a blow up thing?
Yeah, that's a blow up. It's a blow up. What does it say now? It says 96
Super Q FM stereo.
FM stereo.
With a wood panel van.
That is a hot looking van. That is now you're talking. You know what? That's an eye grabber.
They're out in the middle of nowhere.
Probably right here.
On a plywood stage.
Yep.
Is that our backyard?
It could be. I don't know.
It very well could be.
It could very easily be.
That could be Stan and Haney Boulevard.
It could be. But there it is. It was gold with wood paneling. That is classy.
We should go back to that, man.
That is top flight class right there. FM stereo. Dun, 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 dun.
Bum, bum, bum.
Let's take a
look. This is news.
Contemporary news. Dun, dun. Okay, let's do some headlines, because this Mark Haney is about to tell you what's coming up on the news in less than an hour.
Well, how does he know what the news is ahead of time? Oh, what a kook.
He's Kreskin.
Coming up in less than an hour on the news, we will have some things for you did not know. If there's one thing this show is known for,
yep.
Mom spots a ghost baby in her son's crib, goes full hyster until she finds the logical explanation.
There was a logical one.
Some high school kids in Pennsylvania really recently hacked into their school's computer system. We'll tell you why they did that.
In less than an hour.
A 40-year-old white gentleman named Tupac Shakur has been arrested. And finally, a runner who wrote Jesus Saves on his race bib collapsed and was saved by a man named Jesus.
Yes, we were just talking about it outside.
These stories and much, much more unfortunate nonsense coming your way in less than an hour on the news.
Mark, thank you. Laughter. It's so important. 4 o'clock fluffer time, brought to you by Firehouse Subs, Fort Myers, Cape Coral. Mark?
Stan?
Everyone?
Honey, I'm home.
Honey, I'm home. Honey, I'm home. Honey, I'm home. What's the matter over there?
I'm hitting it. I don't know if it's... Yep.
Don't give me this crap again.
Oh, now it's going to fire off like 5 million times.
Yep. Because I got it. I have it on. It's on. Button on. Try it again.
It's a latency issue.
Is it frozen up?
No, it's playing over here. I got them all going, but it's just not coming through to you.
Didn't that happen before? Now, to the best of my knowledge, this is not operator error.
Wait a second. Right before Mike Chiannopoulos came in, I saw Richard fiddling about.
Was he?
He was right by you. You had to lean over to get away from
him. That has nothing to do with this.
How can you be sure?
I'm not sure. But I remember that. What? Now it goes. Why? Is it all delayed?
We want answers.
I don't know.
What the hell was that? What? Are you hitting that?
Now I'm hitting it. Yeah.
Okay. Hi. You just did that.
Yep.
What the hell's going on here? Ladies?
Hi.
Yeah, I guess I am.
Yeah.
Well, Stan, I know you and all of America couldn't be more excited because game one.
Oh, please, don't even. This is just a sour World Series to me.
Between the Washington Nationals and the Houston Astros takes place tonight. We just can't get enough of it.
I can.
That in mind, we bring you today's list of the
top
reasons you won't be watching the World Series.
Top reasons you won't be watching the World Series. I got one in particular.
Base pads remind you of how much happy you were on cocaine. You only watch sports featuring athletes who have banged Kardashians. It just doesn't feel authentic to you if you can't be there to smell the fresh-cut grass and pay $14 for a Bud Light.
Oh, yeah.
You've convinced yourself the signs the managers are flashing from the dugout are secret satanic messages.
Laugh it up.
Baseball is stupid. Why would you watch it when you could watch a superhero movie with snarky raccoons and humanoid trees? I guess so.
Yeah, they're going nuts.
Was that recorded at the Chuckle Hut?
You know, I'm not saying you, but do you have a board up there so that when a comedian's up there and does have a joke that bombs, they at least got some kind of laugh track?
No, that'd be so humiliating to them.
I'd be like in the DJ booth or something when somebody's up on stage. Just have that button there. Yeah.
Seven strikeouts followed by a home run over and over and over again is not your idea of a hoppin' evening. Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe we should have Dave do his stand-up again, and then just, even when he's got the bad jokes, mm-hmm. we put that in there.
A sweetener?
Yeah, a sweetener. Yeah. Make him feel good.
You've already got something in your life that lasts forever and features no scoring. It's called your marriage. And finally, the very top reason you won't be watching the World Series.
Yes.
You can hardly respect a sports league that doesn't bow down to the Chinese government. Yes. And that, my friend, is the forecast.
Here he is. Little Mackie. Like it.
What?
Elvis, left the building.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Good night, everybody.
Email ahoy at stanandhaney.com.
What?
Ahoy at stanandhaney.com.
Okay.
Haney, this is our friend Meg.
How's she doing?
She's doing good, but she has a question.
Okay.
My liberal boyfriend is...
Oh, boy.
My liberal boyfriend is Russian and Ukrainian. Does that make me a Russian operative? I'm surprised Nadler hasn't sent me a subpoena. I'd love to look at him in his Harry Potter glasses and put him and Nancy Pelosi, who, by the way, is pushing... her late 100s.
Mm-hmm.
She's got to be.
You know, I am so happy that Hillary Clinton did that and people noticed.
Yeah.
Because now I think it's become apparent that anybody that doesn't agree with Hillary Clinton is a Russian asset.
Yeah.
Because, you know, you got Moscow Mitch. You
yep.
got the whole gang.
Yeah, everybody. Oh, look at this. He's back to full force. Ladies and gentlemen, the Guardian.
Jesus.
He's tanned, rested, and ready.
Yeah, he is. So I got myself a little extra time here. Ahoy, gentlemen. Guys, I have to tell you, the casino in Tampa sure does have a strange clientele. What's he doing, a comedy act? What is it?
Let me tell you.
Strange clientele.
I'm telling you, they got a strange clientele.
Ooh, that's a rough crowd. Rough crowd.
No respect, I'm telling you.
Young people who seemed to have no clue what's going on. Older people who must just pick a machine and play at it all day long. That's the truth. And let me tell you.
Yeah,
I have never seen so many people on scooters, wheelchairs, walkers, and the like. Now, using the restroom was a whole different experience. The weirdest was some little old man taking a whiz with his pants down around his ankles.
Oh, my.
Standing there like he was being perfectly normal doing such.
Yeah, you're the weirdo for noticing.
Yep. You couldn't help but see him, pants down, bare ass showing. All I could think of was, what the hell is he doing? Remember that one time you saw that guy in there?
But that's when I was like 6.
I'm sorry to hear that. Now,
well, he was 6 too. It was like first grade.
We were at a casino.
And guess what? We adjusted his behavior
yes.
for him.
Remember?
He learned that's not what's
yeah.
to be done.
Now, you also had broads who dressed like they were 25 when in reality they were 50. When you young broads who were dressed to the nines thinking they were all that, when in reality you could tell they were so high maintenance. Jeez, he's just letting loose on everybody.
Why shouldn't he?
Yeah, it's his prerogative. Lord knows people let loose on him.
Yep.
Jesus.
Don't get me wrong. There were a couple who were very beautiful. Now, one of the funniest things we saw was two couples walking through the casino. One guy in front, then two broads, and then bringing up the rear was some schmuck carrying three or four bags. He looked like he was some kind of Sherpa carrying everybody's crap. If you enjoy people watching, and who doesn't, Guardian, it's a good place to go. Looking forward to going back, but without the old man and his pants down to his ankles. Oh, and screw the left, they suck. You guys are the best. Sign the Guardian.
I was waiting for him to get to the point.
Yeah. When we come back, Stan's Name That Movie, five movie clips featuring the actor Paul Rudd. You identify the movie?
I thought it was Rude.
Is that how you say it? It's Rudd.
I just like to throw that out there. I think of
Ravishing Rick Rude, the wrestler.
Yeah.
We've got prizes.
Well, it's one of those could go either way.
Yeah.
Somebody will get mad if you say it wrong.
Yeah.
But you're like, well which
it's,
one is
it's
it?
It's Rudd. First person to identify the film. Haven't won anything in the last 60. Get yourself a prize. We'll do it when we come back. We're Stan and Haney.
The battered bastards of Beasley Media Group. Stan and Haney on 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. Mark Haney in the news in about 30 minutes. We'll get you updated on traffic. And then we'll play Stan's Name That Movie today. The movie's of Paul Rudd. Oh, look at this. I love this. 96 K-Rock invites you to the Florida International Air Show, November 1st through the 3rd at Punta Gorda Airport.
That's always fun.
That is a blast going to the air show, so that's going to be pretty good. Let's get you updated on traffic, and then we'll play some movies for you. Okay, just one thing on the board. It's in Bonita Springs. Crash. 8,000 block of Bonita Beach Road Southeast, right by the Goodwill parking lot. And you are up to date. Another traffic update right before Mark Haney and the news. Stan's Name That Movie. We got five movie clips. Your job is to be the first person to identify the film. If you are, and you haven't won anything in the last 60 days, you can choose one of the following prizes. A fresh 10-ounce bottle of Stan and Haney Barbecue Sauce. Maybe you'd like a gift certificate to Firehouse Subs. Maybe there's a concert you want to go to because Sebastian Bach and Cobra, along with the Lotus, are going to be at the Ranch on November 1st. We've got tickets. I was there last weekend. It's going for another weekend. Maybe you'd like a pair of tickets to Oktoberfest, German-American Social Club in Cape Coral. Lots of fun. And here's something. Dave tried it out. We'll give you a gift card to Anger Management Rage Room, Cypress Lake Drive in Fort Myers, where you can go and bust stuff up. You want more details on that, go to amrageroom.com. But we've got you a gift card, so you can go try it out for yourself. 277-9600. I'll release the phones after we play the first movie clip. Again, these are Paul Rudd movies. This first clip, I had no idea they made it into a movie. And I'd like the full title, please. I'd like the full title of this Paul Rudd film. Name this movie.
Okay. This isn't me. This isn't...
What happened to your accent?
Whoa! My name is Ethan. I live just outside of Denver. Well, not anymore. No, I live here now. I'm from Fort Collins. I was dealing blow in Colorado, all right? But it was a fruitless thing. No one cared. It's hard to sell coke there. Oh. I don't know whether it's not as the elevation or just the way of life there. They're more interested in, mushrooms and acid and stuff. And yeah. This was,
there's the antidote that's going to save all the cops is going here, that way.
Or is it all the fast?
No, he took all of it.
He has all of the answers.
We got to really like
We should have really no idea, but I, like I told you, I will give you anything you want. Okay. As long as I get immunity here, I don't care.
I think we can do that. Yeah. That's cool. I think we can do immunity.
Oh, right? Yeah, yeah. That would be the greatest.
No immunity to bullets.
Name the movie. Yep. Name. I need the full title. I didn't know they made that into a movie.
A little stick work.
Yeah. 277-9600. That Paul Rudd film, first person to name it will get themselves a prize. 277-9600. Until our phones recycle. La da da dee. They could, for all I know, they could be dead. There they go. There we go. Ahoy, who's Hello. This?
This is Bill from Naples. How are you?
Bill from Naples. Can you name the movie?
I have a feeling, is it the Perch of...
No, no.
The what?
No, I'm not even going to listen. Ahoy, who's this?
This is Ryan.
Ryan, can you name the movie?
Reno 911 Miami.
It is. Reno 911 Miami. What would you like?
The Anger Management.
Yeah, you're going to love it. Hold on. That's how the game's played. 277-9600, Paul Rudd Films. Name this Paul Rudd film.
Oh, you guys.
Incredible night.
Really?
Do you take credit cards?
No, no.
We all decided that you paid us last night with your friendship and honesty and your stories.
That's...
I mean...
So kind.
Do we get change back?
You got... And you know what? If we didn't need the money so badly, we would insist.
Mm. Just remember, money buys nothing.
Yep. Mm.
Well, nothing important, right?
No, no. Money literally buys nothing.
I think you mean metaphorically.
No, literally, nothing.
Literally, money buys most things.
No, nothing. Right? Are you saying that?
No,
well, I'm saying understand. Literally, you... It, you
no,
know,
but you, I'm saying literally money buys nothing. I don't know what
it buys
mean.
Nothing.
You're right. Money pays for nothing.
That's right.
But not literally.
Honey.
Name the movie. 277 or 77. Oh, I don't even have to do the other part anymore. 277-9600. Name the movie. Win a prize. Ahoy, who's this? Look at these phones. Ahoy. Ahoy, who's this?
This is Tyler.
Tyler, can you name the movie?
Is it Dodgeball?
No, no. Ahoy, who's this?
This is Ian.
Ian, can you name the movie?
Wanderlust.
Yes, it is. Wanderlust. You are absolutely correct. What would you like?
What do we got left?
We've got Oktoberfest. We've got Sebastian Bach. We've got Firehouse Subs. We got Babaku Saw.
Let's see. I'll do the Oktoberfest.
You got it. Hold on. The great Alan Alda in that film in an electric chair.
Money buys nothing.
Movie clip number 3, Paul Rudd movies. Name this movie.
Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm okay.
Is that a Porsche?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. I have been hit by a Datsun before, never a Porsche.
Oh, man.
Very spec.
10 Conrad.
Yeah.
Are you sure you're okay? I didn't see you. What were you doing?
Oh, well, I saw this little guy in the street.
I was trying to save him.
I think it's dead. Yes, that's why he couldn't run away. A couple more seconds, you would have squished him. Nice pelt, though. Ready?
I hope those aren't for your lawyer.
No, I would rather not have lawyers get involved.
All right, I get it. You said you were fine, but... What would it take to keep the lawyers out?
5.
Oh.
$5.
I don't, what do you mean?
$10.
Seriously, what? Come on.
How much do you want? $100.
I don't want anything.
$500.
I don't, it's okay. As long as you're okay, then.
$10,000.
Okay, I'll take $10,000.
I don't have 10,000. You know what? Don't worry about it.
Really?
Yeah. As long as you're okay.
Oh, you're a good person.
No, it's all right.
Oh. Down the road. You are. You're a good person.
Okay. Thank you.
No, you really are. You're a really nice person.
All right, well, as long as you're okay, that's...
Thanks.
That's okay.
Thank you.
Yeah. You take care.
Mm-hmm. 277-9600. Name the movie. Ahoy, who's this? Look, have no idea what's going on.
Buck dial.
I'm listening to another conversation, I think.
Well, what are they saying? Probably more interesting than what we're doing.
Yep. Yeah, it's got to be.
What are they up to?
I don't know.
Can they clam up all of a sudden?
Ahoy.
I'm ready to hear something juicy.
Ahoy.
Yes. Hello.
Jeez. Yeah. Hi. Who's this?
This is JR.
JR. Can you name it?
Is it Dinner for Schmucks?
It is Dinner for Schmucks. What would you like?
A good one. How about barbecue sauce?
You got it. Hold on. These are so screwed up right now. 277, but it's my imagination. 277-9600.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. If you just shut up, there would be no problems here.
Yeah.
You're bad influence on people.
Problems that aren't there.
Yep.
Movie clip number 4.
You know what? Everything would be solved in this company if you would just keep your mouth shut.
Yep. Stop making waves.
That's what I've been told.
Yep. Union now. name this movie. Paul Rudd movie.
Are you Chuck?
Oh man, you know, they won't change that flyer. That's my mainland name. My Hawaiian name is Kunu.
Oh, cool. Sorry. Yeah.
Nah, it's all good.
Does Kunu have some, like, cool Hawaiian meaning?
It means Chuck. I plugged it into a database. There's a thing you can go on the internet. You just type in your name. And it just says it. What's your name?
I'm Peter.
Peter?
Yeah.
I'm going to give you a Hawaiian name.
Oh, great.
Pikyopi.
Great.
Pikyopi, looks like you got a little pain behind those eyes.
Yeah, maybe a little.
There's really only one cure for that.
What's that?
Weed. You got any?
No.
Well, let's go surfing. Okay, when we're out there, I want you to ignore your instincts. I'm going to be your instincts. Kunu will be your instincts. Don't do anything. Don't try to surf. Don't do it. The less you do, the more you do. Let's see you pop up. Pop it up. That's not it at all. Do less. Get down. Try less. Do it again. Pop up. Nope. Too slow. Do less. Pop up. Pop up. You're doing too much. Do less. Pop down. Pop up now. Stop. Get down. Get down there. Remember, don't do anything. Nothing. Pop up. Well, you got to do more than that because you're just laying it. Right, it looks like you're boogie boarding. Just do it. Feel it. Pop up. Yeah, that wasn't quite it, but we're going to figure it out there. Let's go surfing. Come on. Everybody's learning how. Come on. The weather outside is weather.
Name the movie. 277-9600. Ahoy, who's this?
Chris from Naples.
Chris from Naples, can you name that movie?
Forgetting Sarah Marshall?
It is Forgetting Sarah Marshall. You are
Pop
right.
Up.
Pop up. No, you're not doing it right. What would you like?
You still have Sebastian Bach?
I do have Sebastian Bach and Cobra, along with the Lotus. It's going to be at the ranch on November 1st. You want to go?
Perfect.
You got it. Hold on. There you go. What do I got left? I got Firehouse Subs left. I've got Barbecue Saw left. Last one. Easiest one. So you can say you won a prize. Name this Paul Rudd film and get a prize.
Well, I'll give this little cookie an hour before we're doing the no pants dance. Time to musk up.
Wow. Never ceases to amaze me. What cologne are you going to go with? London Gentleman or... Wait. No. Hold on. Blackbeard's Delight. No. She gets a special cologne.
It's called Sex Panther by Odeon. It's illegal in 9 countries. Yep, it's made with bits of real panther, so you know it's good.
It's quite pungent.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh, it's a formidable scent. It stings the nostrils. In a good way.
Yeah.
Brian, I'm going to be honest with you. That smells like pure gasoline.
They've done studies, you know. 60% of the time, it works every time.
That doesn't make sense.
Well, let's go see if we can make this little kitty purr.
Hey, sweet cheeks. Got an invite I'd like to extend your way.
My God. What is that smell? Oh.
That's the smell of desire, m'lady.
God, no, it smells like a used diaper filled with Indian food. Oh, excuse me.
You know, desire smells like that to some people.
What is that? It smells like a turd covered in burnt hair.
Name the movie.
A diaper filled with Indian food.
Yeah, it smells like a turd with burnt hair. Okay. Ahoy, who's this?
Ahoy, this is Brandon.
Brandon, name the movie.
Anchorman.
It is Anchorman. I got Firehouse Subs or I got Babaku Saw.
Let's go Firehouse Subs, please.
You got it, buddy. Hold on. With Indian food in. Let's wrap her up,
Annie. You know what? Rather than wrapping it up, Stan.
Yes. Yes.
I have been remiss because it's been too long. The first movie that you paid, rather than me doing an outro,
yeah.
Why don't I play a little promotional piece from that first film?
Oh, you're talking about Reno 911, Miami? Yes.
Have you ever received mental health treatment?
Yes.
Oh.
Would you care to elaborate? 21 years of therapy.
Oh, so you've been in one-on-one talk therapy for 21 years.
And group therapy, hydrotherapy. I had a sort of involuntary electroshock one time. There was a wire.
Yeah.
Down in a big puddle of water.
I see, and you stepped in the puddle.
No, I kind of reached down. I did it intentionally. I didn't.
Oh, you thought it would be good for you.
No, I just was not. I wasn't thinking straight.
You received an electrical shock.
A powerful, major electric shock.
But you described it as electrotherapy.
It was therapeutic. I felt much better afterwards, yes.
It didn't solve any particular problem, or did it?
It got rid of my daymares.
Can you describe your daymares?
You know, the regular run-of-the-mill. Yeah, revenge. I'm getting revenge on all
daymares.
Of you.
Daymares.
Yes. You're all going to pay one day. You're laughing now? I have a samurai sword. That's the regular stuff.
But you
stuff.
Wouldn't really the have a samurai sword.
No, I would look down and realize, uh-oh, daymare.
So these were very vivid fantasies.
Vivid fantasies in which some, you know, I'm like, not like the angel of death, but some sort of comic book character that ekes out revenge on people.
Okay.
You know, like some guy who wears like leather and jumps around at night.
Would you consider your greatest weakness?
Probably rage. Mm-hmm. Probably rage. Fits of rage. Fits of rage and blackouts.
Mm. Those are your two major weaknesses.
Fits of rage, blackouts, and delusional moments.
Can you describe the last delusional episode that you had?
It's nothing weird. Mm-hmm. Nothing particularly weird.
Mm-hmm.
It's mostly just sometimes I see birds that, you know.
Aren't there. That other people don't see.
Yeah.
Okay. I'll just make note of that. Is there anything else that you want to leave me with?
I have nightmares also.
You have nightmares in addition to daymares?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
The difference in those is the birds do talk in those sometimes.
They do.
Yeah.
And what do the birds say?
They don't talk so much as they do. They sing me notes.
They sing you
musical notes?
Musical notes.
Uh-huh. That are clues to things that are happening.
And do you ever in your waking life try to decipher the clues? That
always.
The birds are, I see.
All the time.
And does it help you?
I don't know. Honestly, right now, the one I'm trying to crack is E, A, G, 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 B, flat, E, E, E. That doesn't spell anything. And even when you re-scramble it, and I've tried thousands of combinations, I don't think the birds in my dreams who are singing me clues have any idea what they're talking about.
Wonderful. Well, thank you so much for your time. I've learned a lot.
How did I do? Do I get my results now, or do I wait, or they come in the mail?
Oh, it's not that sort of a thing. You don't really get a grade on it. We just put it in your file. And
do I have access to that through the Freedom of Information Act, or how does that work?
I think you probably do, yeah. But it's mainly just there in the file so that if something happens, we can just go and look at it and say, yep, we should have seen that coming.
We'll be back.
1974 is the year that they are now planning for sex on the streets in every major city from coast to coast. And get ready for a shock. The music that they're planning to use to crumble the morals of America is this rotten, filthy, dirty, lewd, lascivious junk called rock and roll. It isn't just the lyrics, it's the beat. I preach into my conversion story, which you can get, how this beat gets them. 400 teenage girls in Detroit interviewed as to why they had illegitimate babies. They said, not just the words, the beat. The fertility rates of the jungles are the same beats incorporated in this modern rock to stir them up.
The only place in Southwest Florida where drunken idiots and law enforcement actually get along. Stan and Haley on 96 K-Rock.
It's about 45 minutes left of the show. Dave finally comes by with teas.
This one says lemonade.
Yeah. What's with the lemonade?
That's what it's called.
What's it?
Oh, right.
I'll take the lemonade. Once again, I ask you at 2 o'clock.
I'm
you getting over? Let's get an iced tea.
I'm about to have a meltdown, dude.
Yeah. Place is right across the street.
I said a lemon, not lemonade.
Hey, stop.
All I wanted was a damn lemon.
Stop yelling, okay?
And then they got to give them all the razzle dazzle.
Yeah.
Razzle dazzle.
Yeah. I've had it. Here.
Yeah. Here. You know?
Drink it.
Doesn't mean much now. The show's
almost
over.
What is this, Dave?
He doesn't know.
That's your black tea, man. That's the one I always
What is this,
get.
Dave?
So this is normal?
Yeah.
What does Stan get?
What did I get?
Lemonade, man.
Lemonade?
You wanted lemon.
I said black tea.
I said
add a lemon.
Unsweetened iced
no
tea
joke.
With lemon.
No joke.
And what the hell did Rob get? It looks like a beer.
Rob, what did you get over there?
A coffee. Nice coffee.
What is that? What did you get
He's
him
got
over
some there? Some super sweet cream thing.
Is that a cold foam?
Oh, God.
Is that a...
What, you're drinking Rob's drink?
What are you sniffing at his drink for? You know, we asked him at 2 o'clock. Would have been nice to
would
have
been a
drink.
Nice break in the day. It's almost over now.
Now it's almost over, and now he decides to bring the drinks.
And you didn't even order that.
What the hell?
You didn't order that, did you?
No.
What did you order, Stan?
I mean, it's okay. It's not what I ordered.
And this is unsweet.
That's unsweetened?
Are you kidding me?
Yeah. It's okay, though.
Don't you know how to convey an order?
Shut up, dude. I'm about to go over there and raise hell, man, because I'm...
What's that
say? Hold on a second. Hold on, Dave.
I'm not taking it no more from these damn fast food J's.
That's what I wanted you to explain to Stan. You got in a fight with the chicken guy last night,
didn't
you?
Yeah, because he's trying to upcharge me $1.50 per breast because they weren't cooked yet, Jack Ball.
And the guy had the nerve to go into the freezer and show you the chicken?
Yeah, he's like... And then he got pissed off because...
Why do you have such tall tales?
You know what,
why
Dave?
Why do you have such tall...
Why don't you... No, man. Dave, what happened at... I want to hear what happened at the chicken place.
I have a grande black tea lemonade.
Afternoon, man, okay?
What happened at the chicken place last night?
The guy is trying...
And to cook the chicken, he was going to charge you an extra dollar a piece?
$1.50 per breast. And first off, he grabbed the chicken. I said, yo, you didn't give me a minute. And he comes back and he's like, what's up, man? I said, it's all white meat. Oh, really? Ugh, you know, and then puts up a fit. Then
you mean to tell me there wasn't a thigh in the whole damn bucket?
Then he comes, dude, I didn't even get it. I told him to F off.
Well,
I'm not paying an extra $1.50 per piece.
Well, that's because you were paying with American Express.
And then they wouldn't take that. After I ordered and they cooked, I said, okay, I'm here to pay. And he goes, oh, we don't take that. And I said, oh, my God.
Razzle dazzle.
Yeah.
Razzle dazzle.
Yeah.
Bam. Cabaret. Wham.
You know, you got stories for everything.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. at 2 o'clock, we asked you, and I can recite it right now.
What did I say?
Haney wanted a sweet tea.
What did I say?
I wanted an unsweetened tea with lemon.
What?
Rob wanted a coffee.
Not yet.
So now you go and bring back lemonade, sweet tea,
God.
And some kind of frap cold foam salted macchiato.
I asked for a lemon in the sweet tea.
How hard?
Dude, and, I'm not taking it.
I'm going to tell you right. I'm going to tell you right now. I don't think this place you were at takes American Express.
Oh my God! Yes, they do.
So the guy waved the frozen chicken at you.
Yeah, dude. You know,
yeah, bro.
$1.49.
Got to think of a good story.
Just shut.
Why did it
up.
Take so long, Dave? Were you at the bar? No,
yeah, that's where I'm at. No. Stan, post it up.
I go to a major fast food chain, and they say that the chicken's raw. I'm going to charge you an extra dollar.
It wasn't their whole
and
thing.
And he waved
was
it at
up.
You.
Their whole thing was cleaned up. Okay.
Are you telling me that they were okay? Maybe I need to understand.
There was nothing sitting
there.
Ready
they were
to go.
Closing.
Well, no, it was 8:40, so I didn't.
Then
think
they shouldn't have been closed.
Well,
they shouldn't have been showing you raw chicken
they
and charging you
waving it at him,
hours, I guess,
and then upcharging him.
They were in Bonita. They're all Latino
look
hours.
This, look
man.
What this lemonade did to me. Look at this.
What did it do to you?
It spilled on me because
the
lid was
all.
Off.
Anyways, man, you should see me having to carry it, man. Man up. Don't be a puss.
How about filling an order properly? You want to talk about being a puss? How about getting what we ordered?
What a shame.
It is.
What a shame. Shame. You know, we were just trying to.
Yep. And that was
have
back
a nice
at.
Day.
Yep. And that was back at 2 o'clock.
We're just trying
I got
to
work
have
to
a
do.
Nice day.
I've been out working all day doing stuff.
No, you haven't. I've seen you around leaning on Haney's car like it was
my
something.
God.
Would have been a nice break in the day.
It sure would have been. Would have been a great break in the day.
Lose again.
Yep, you lost. You did it wrong.
Just would have been a nice thing.
Yep. Don't point at me.
Trying to do a nice thing so everybody could have a nice drink.
Yep, I know, and I appreciate the thought, Haney. Dave did it again. Wait a second. So what? He went to the fast food chicken place last night to get you an order.
Yep.
They suddenly don't have.
He was
going
to get a bucket of chicken.
But they don't.
A bucket of mashed potatoes.
Right.
And a green bean.
But they didn't have any chicken cooked.
Nope.
And they waved the frozen bag at him.
And said, if we got to cook this, it's going to charge you.
Yeah.
We're going to charge you an extra dollar per piece.
Yep. That's how they've stayed open for 60 years. Service like that. He's out of the room now. And I'll say it right now so he doesn't have to bark in and chime in. He's a bold-faced liar. And he gets up there to the speaker for the drinks and stuff, and his brain gets all miscombobulated. Starts rattling off stuff. I feel bad for the barista.
No, I mean, he came back with somebody else's order.
Yes, it's nobody. Nobody ordered any of this.
Is that anything close to what you ordered, Rob?
Not really, but I don't want to upset him.
Oh,
what did you order?
Yeah, what did you order?
I ordered a regular cold brew coffee with cream.
Yes.
And what did you end up with?
Some kind of...
A GR Nitro CB with SC. I have no idea what any of that means. But I appreciate it. Thank you, Haney.
What'd you get, Haney? I know you love your sweet tea.
Yeah. I did get iced tea.
Yeah.
But it's unsweetened, which is what you wanted.
Which is what I ordered,
and
with
you,
a lemon wedge in it.
And you ended up with
lemonade.
So I got an unsweet tea, you got a lemonade, and Rob got God knows
some,
what.
Some nitro. Look, I go to that establishment every day. I've never run into that. Oh, by the way, there's...
You ever had any problem at a chicken place where
nope.
they tell you if you want it cooked, it's going to be an extra dollar
Never
a piece?
Never heard of it. Never heard of it. Slater Road and Bayshore Road, North Fort Myers. Is Why is it always with him?
I just thought it would be a nice...
Yeah, I appreciate
nice
the thought and sentiment, Haney. That was sentiment. That was a very nice thing to do.
And how it ended up this way, I don't know.
Well... You sent Dave out to get.
Stan, I know you were a little upset.
Yeah, I am a little upset.
Because I think I may have misled you.
In regards to?
what the bit that I played about Reno 911.
Yes.
I think, because I knew what I was playing, but I think you thought it was going to be something else.
Well, the other one, yeah.
We are... First, I'm just going to say thank you for coming to Hollywood. The place has been running rampant. What's the biggest problem you see right from the start? What do we need to get rid of?
Reporters, paparazzi, people taking pictures, hangers-oners, sycophants, or whatever they call them. I think what you need to get rid of is all the drugs, all this Hollywood hullabaloo, liberalism, traffic. It's horrible. Get rid of gas-powered cars and maybe go hydroelectric. Get rid of all the weird people that don't believe in God and USA and Pledge of Allegiance. That's what I can see.
Unbelievable. Have you, during your time here so far, have you had any encounters? Have you had to enforce the law at all?
Well, I've had a little stick time with a couple little street punks, a little little goth monkeys, I don't know what you call them, that gave me the bird, gave me a little stick time. No blood, no foul, no harm, no lawyers.
A little stick time.
I just want to make sure that I'm tracking with you the right terminology. Were they called goth monkeys?
Goth monkeys. I don't know what the hell they call them. They dress in black and wear lipstick and live with their moms. I don't know what
they're Jason and Todd from the Diamond District.
You feel better now, don't you?
Yep, starts right now.
Felt like you were getting ripped off.
This is the Evening News with Eric Severide, Phil Jones, Dan Rather, Fred Graham, Terry Drinkwater at El Toro Marine Base, California, and David Colvin in New York.
Hi, I'm Garrick Utley. You're listening to Southwest Florida's most respected.
Who sent Drinkwater to the Marine Base?
We got nine more days to go with this.
Good afternoon. This is the news for today, Tuesday, October 22nd.
Double MXIX.
Telling it like it is. I'm Mark Haney.
Yeah.
Time now for things you didn't know. By the way, does everybody have their drinks now?
Yeah, we got our drinks. Thank you, Haney.
You are welcome. What'd you get, Stan?
Lemonade.
What'd you order?
Unsweetened iced tea with a lemon wedge.
Rob?
Cold brew coffee.
Is that what you got?
Nope.
What'd you order?
I ordered a cold brew. I got a nitro cold something.
Yeah.
Yep.
I ordered a sweet tea and got an unsweetened.
Yeah.
Thanks, Dave.
Bro, I'm so sorry.
Man. Yeah, that gets by every time. They,
and what
they,
was
we
he
him.
Doing? Because when they print the receipt, they tell you what the drink is and the time.
Yeah.
And they made this at 5:22.
I know. I got this 5:22. That's when the order was put in.
And we started talking about it at 2.
Bro, I'm so sorry, man.
Okay.
I don't get it.
As long as everybody got their drink.
Well, we got something to drink.
You got a drink.
Yep. Thank you, Haney.
God awful.
How is it? You can't. It's just simple instructions. And then to come back last night.
You ordered a tea with a lemon and ended up with lemonade.
Yeah. Yes. And then last night he tells you that a chicken place that's been open for well over 3/4 of a century.
Pretty good reputation.
Pretty damn good. Didn't have any chicken cooked.
And to prove it, they pulled the chicken out of the freezer, pointed at it, and told him, if you want us to cook it, it's going to cost you $1 for every piece of chicken we cook.
I've never heard of this. And you know where he got these? There's a little thing in the window. If it's not right, we'll make it right.
Well, it's not right.
It's not right. Rob, yours right?
Nope.
Well, at least, you know, you were in the mood for lemon.
Yeah, that's all right.
Probably good when you get a full-on lemonade.
Yeah, it's very tart.
A little different than a glass of iced tea with a lemon in it.
And it's spilling all over me, and it's sticky. I'm going to attract ants.
Oh, no. Yeah. Then Richard will be all over us. Yeah. Okay. Let's do some things you didn't know. This one's actually pretty cool. I think the kids today understand that the CIA murdered the Kennedy brothers and Martin Luther King. But did you know they also tried to kill Reagan?
I did not know that.
Yeah. The Hinckley boy. Mm-hmm. Close family friend of the Bush.
I heard
Bush
that.
Family.
Yep.
The Secret Service agent responsible for saving Ronald Reagan's life during the assassination attempt in 1981 later said he was inspired to become a Secret Service agent when, as a child, he saw the movie Code of the Secret Service starring Ronald Reagan.
Hey.
The Buffalo Sabres Hockey Club drafted an imaginary Japanese man in the 11th round of the 1974 NHL draft. Why?
Why?
It's because their general manager was bored because of how long the draft was taking, so he invented a player named Taro Tsujimoto as a protest. However, the league did not realize the player didn't exist until the following league year. You all right, or is the lemonade too much?
Very tart. Very.
You know, it's one thing when you're in the mood for it, but when you're not expecting it and you get a full-blown lemonade, you just wanted a little bit of lemon in an iced tea.
Because I like their iced tea because it is the water that they make it with is so good.
Mm-hmm. And then with just a hint of lemon.
Where I would just squeeze a little bit in there.
And now you've gone full-on lemonade.
You ever see,
against your own wishes.
You ever see the picture of an iced tea and it's got that lemon sitting on the edge of the...
Sure.
They do that there. I've gotten it there.
And me... There's nothing I enjoy better, you know, being a Florida boy than a nice sweet tea.
What you got there?
Unsweet.
Yeah.
It's okay, I guess. Just.
I think Rob ordered like a black coffee. And he's got some kind of lady drink.
I'm pretty sure Dave spit in mine.
He just licked it. He didn't spit it. Don't exaggerate. He licked it and made a face.
I didn't see that.
It's just that when I spend $70 on drinks for my friends,
yes.
I'd like them to be what they want.
You get three drinks, it's about $70.
Yeah.
Now, you realize, with you saying that and Rob saying it, in Dave's brain, I'm the only one saying it. I'm the one saying it.
Absolutely.
It's that damn Stan. It's not Rob. It's not you. It's Stan.
Yeah, absolutely.
We got to take a break.
In a moment. Visit Jason and Todd
at the Diamond District. My friends Jason and Todd at the Diamond District are very excited to welcome Liesl Henderson and the Henderson Collection to the Diamond District for a one-day-only pop-up trunk show Friday, October 25th. The Henderson Collection is built on a principle of contrast, as it is designed to be contemporary yet classic, luxurious yet suitable for everyday wear. Most importantly, this beautiful collection of fashion jewelry is all crafted by hand. The Diamond District is proud to present the Henderson Collection to Southwest Florida for one day only. This collection showcases brilliant diamonds and gemstones set in satin, polished, or matte gold, and adorned with 18-karat yellow, white, and rose gold. Stunning bangle bracelets, rings, necklaces, and more. If pink diamonds don't dazzle you, maybe a unique choker-length necklace in black gold with white diamonds will. Visit the Diamond District for the Henderson Collection Pop-Up Trunk Show this Friday, October 25th. At the Diamond
District. And now, back to Haney's News
on the Stan and Haney Show.
I am Bill O'Reilly with today's good news. Here's Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, my colleague, Mark Haney.
Bill. Sorry, I'm used to sweet tea.
Yeah. Yep.
I can't imagine what that lemonade. Oh, it's got to be a disaster.
It's very citrusy. Mm. You know, that's the tangy kind. A lot of the pulp.
Yeah, floating around. I mean, I'm sure that's very good when that's what you're in the mood for and that's what you've ordered.
Yeah, but that's not what I was
saying. To have that thrust upon you. And Rob, he wanted a cup of coffee and ended up with like an icy.
Yeah, I'm falling asleep over here.
Yeah, check. Maybe those initials and all that mean no decaf.
Well, there's $70 I won't get back. Sorry about that, folks. Did I say Bill?
Yeah.
Some high school students in Downington, Pennsylvania hacked into their school's computer system last week and accessed a bunch of other kids' personal information. As it turns out, though, that sounds very sinister, but they were not doing it for a malicious reason. Once the school finally realized what happened with the hack, the kids admitted they only did it to gain an advantage in the school water gun fight. What a bunch of nerds.
Hey, come on.
Apparently, the school does something called senior water games, where the students go around town shooting each other with water guns. So, having access to things like the other kids' schedules and home addresses gave those kids an advantage. The school district said it will re-examine its security after a couple of half-wits broke it, and they say they are considering pressing charges against the morons.
I gotta mention this before you do your last story. Somebody just made an interesting observation, because did Dave get a drink?
No.
He did not?
No.
Really? Because someone texted, I'll have you know that I'll bet if Dave brought back the drinks, his was made correctly. But he didn't get a drink.
Not that we would see. He probably drank it on the way here.
That's what I'm thinking. It's in the car, or he's not getting three misordered drinks without getting himself one that was made correctly.
Did I say Bill?
Hold on. I haven't even hit the thing yet.
Oh.
Hello, I'm Bill Curtis of Investigative Reports. For our final story, here is Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney.
Bill, there's a 32-year-old woman named Maritza Siebels from Naperville, Illinois. On Friday night, she put her 18-month-old son down in the crib for the night.
Yeah, this is creepy.
Everything was fine until Maritza saw something absolutely terrifying on the baby monitor. There was a ghost baby in the crib with her son. A ghost baby.
A ghost baby. I've seen the pictures.
She went into his room, and of course, no sign of the ghost baby.
Oh.
But she went back to her room, and there he was, vividly, ghost baby on the baby monitor. Wouldn't go away.
No.
And Maritza couldn't sleep all night. The next morning, when it was safe, she investigated and finally figured out what the deal was with the ghost baby that kept her up all night. She blames her husband because he hadn't put a mattress cover over the sheet or under the sheet, and the label on the mattress had a picture of a baby on it. The night vision camera from the baby monitor was seeing through the sheet to the label underneath, which made it look to her like a ghost baby was in the crib. I'm not sure this is the sort of thing you'd want to brag about, but she put it on Facebook, and evidently yep. America can't get enough of it.
Yep, it's true.
Is that the ghost baby?
Yeah, that's what was the ghost baby in daylight, but
I looking see at, the ghost
in
baby.
The night vision.
Ghost baby! Ah! And that's the news for today, Tuesday, 22nd.
Double M X I X.
I am the best ever news person.
Little Monkey Haney telling it like it is.
Jason and Todd from the Diamond District.
How's that lemonade sitting with you?
I'm moving it over to the side. It's a little too tart.
Well, I'd offer you a Zantac, but there's none to be had, you know.
Seriously, very acidic.
Yep, and you can't get Zantac now, I guess. Good thing I ordered the poison stuff in bulk.
Absolute Law text line. Things you didn't know about Dave edition. How to place an order.
Oh, God.
Not one of the three drinks are correct. Mine came the closest.
Yes, it's tea. We'll be back. Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
We, the management of Beasley Media Group, would like to thank Stan and Haney for decades of dedication to this radio station. We would like to, but we won't.
Of course.
Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
Stan and Haney.
Can't have us getting big heads.
Nope. Rob's show at 6 o'clock. Dave's all maudlin. Walking in the woods, I told him he'd pick up a tick.
Yep.
Let's get one more look at traffic for your drive home this afternoon. Couple of things. We'll start in Alva. Got a crash, Palm Beach Boulevard and River Hall Parkway. And then in Estero, we got a crash, 11,000 block of Stony Brook Golf Drive, right there at Pinewood Elementary, right there at their entrance. And you're up to date.
Sister who really could. Madame Curie was a strong woman character, working all day in a science lab, yeah. Clara Barton was a famous nurse who was rapping with the soldiers and bandages too. Susan B. Anthony, always out doing stuff, marching around and holding up sides.
And then there's Maud.
Pocahontas.
What the hell?
Had it all going on. An Indian guide with lots of Indian pride. Indira Gandhi ran a whole big country. That isn't easy, even if you're a guy.
And then there's more.
Babe Zaharias was a really good athlete. Good at track and field and professional golf, too.
And then there's more.
Amelia Earhart flew a lot of airplanes, except for that one time when she didn't come back. Cleopatra lived
and then there's more.
The
come
desert,
on.
But still found a way to keep herself looking fine. And then there's Maud.
Ah, there we go. That was an ordeal.
Time now for another Stan and Haney stand-up comedy classic. Classic comedy the way it used to be on 96 K-Rock.
So I'm trying to stream a movie, and every 15 minutes an ad comes on for online gambling in Canada. Why would you gamble? If you're going to lose money, at least go to Vegas so you have a good story to tell people. Because in Las Vegas, there's champagne and hookers. I don't even know what happened after that. I ended up next to some guy named Slim, and I lose everything. But they comped my room, and they let me go see the Blue Man Group. What a weekend. I'd do it again in a second. What are you going to tell people when you lost money gambling online? I was sitting in my underwear at a computer, and two sevens came up, and a melon. Nah, that's it. That's the whole story. And then one ad keeps coming on. You want to play poker with professionals? No! The last people I want to play poker with are people trained to take my money from me. I want to play poker with people with head wounds, blurred vision, five-year-old kid and a cat who just walked across the keypad and accidentally logged in. That's who I want to play poker with.
Have yourselves a great evening. Lord willing, we're back here tomorrow at 2 o'clock. We'll do it all over again. We're the Stan and Haney Show, 96K Rock. And we leave you this afternoon with this. We found an old skimmed air check from this radio station when it was known as Q96.
95.9.
On your FM dial from 1975. And we wanted to confirm this because we heard a disc jockey on this thing named Jeff Edwards. That's you from 1975, is it not?
It is.
Yeah, you pull that microphone up, you dear DJ.
As soon as they get him headphones,
yeah,
we'll confirm.
You got to hear this. But he was telling me some amazing stories when they upgraded the power of this radio station. That's when it moved up the dial to 96.1.
We knew he was the first guy at K-Rock.
Yeah.
But this is the air check we got is from August of 1975.
Correct. At this radio station when it was a couple of notches down because it was only a 3,000 watt then.
Right. And it was located off Williams Road in a trailer. A single
by the high school?
No, in the woods.
You said it was in Immokalee, right?
The signal originally came from Immokalee. It was WKEM AM and FM. They moved the FM to Bonita Springs in September of 1974 used trailer, and it was off Williams Road way back
in Estero.
In Estero,
okay.
The road was not paved. There was nothing but swales and bears and whatever.
Did you see a bear?
Yeah.
Oh, you'd probably see everything out there.
Oh, it was everything out there. I mean, that's a long time ago. There was nothing here, so that's where the station. Now they had a fancy office downtown Fort Myers in the Scott Building. For a couple of years.
Now, put your
headphones. But that's for salespeople.
Yeah.
Put your headphones on and listen to this. And I think this was a happening top 40 station in 1975. This was the kind of station that Haney and I grew up listening to. And you were
now,
working here then.
Do you want me to hit his part or the whole thing?
How long's the whole thing?
It's a couple of minutes.
Yeah, roll them.
The whole thing?
Yeah, hit it.
Truly.
Stop in Modeling Supplies.
Rock and Stereo 95.9 presents a Super Q Super Thursday, August 28th. Live rock music and three super rock movies. Action begins at 6 till and all for $2 a person. And it's all happening at the Southside Drive-In.
Hold it, pause it. Can you pause?
John,
yeah.
Betty and all right.
So this was from the trailer on Williams.
Correct.
And the Southside Drive-In, that was the drive-in movie theater in town?
Right. On 41... just south of where Cypress Lake Drive is.
Okay, there was Lake a movie, drive-in movie theater
right,
there.
There was a, Cypress Lake Drive was there, but nothing else on the other side of the road.
All right, roll them. And then if you recognize the voice, let us know.
Super Q, Super Summer Sticker Time with Ed Ross.
Ed Ross, pause that.
He was one of the original jocks.
All right.
I was telling you
I want to say this, and he will confirm it. When they became 96 Super Q... And here we are, middle of nothing, hardly any radio stations around here. They're on the FM dial.
At 3,000 watts.
They want to do it upright. They cherry-picked some of the biggest names in radio to come down here and paid them top dollar to be on this radio station. It lasted about a year. And then they had financial trouble, and they all started to leave. But for a year, they had the top voices at this radio station.
Three of the guys came out of Detroit. One guy came out of Dallas. Another guy out of Buffalo.
Here we go.
Southwest Florida weather partly clear through tomorrow with a chance of afternoon thundershowers. Overnight low 75, daytime high 94. Currently, it's clear and 78 degrees.
Super Q.
Benita Springs. 12 o'clock at Rock and Stereo 95.9 with the Super Q Super Summer Sticker Contest is on. This is Jeff Edwards, along with John Lennon, and whatever gets you through the night.
That's you.
That's me.
That's you. Kate, you know, wait a second now.
Yeah.
Because we got a break coming up. Can you still do it?
I know we can.
Okay, get whatever gets you through the night.
Got it.
And let's go. I want you to. I'm not looking for perfect.
Right.
I'm looking to see.
I got no voice right now.
Your voice has changed. You're a lot older. You're old.
Yeah.
Old. But see if you can still do something close to that. This is part of K-Rock history. He did that in 1975. We're in 2019 right now, and Jeff Edwards back on the dial, and he's going to talk up some John Lennon.
For some reason, I'm having trouble with John Lennon.
Oh, tell me no. I'll find it. There's got to be it in here somewhere.
The whole thing of the format, and Stan and you and I talked about it earlier, was it was a high-energy balls to the
what album is it
format.
On?
Well, I know it was on Shaved Fish, but it was also on Walls and Bridges.
You ready?
I'll give it a shot. It's been a while.
Yep.
Welcome.
All right, you ready?
Give it a shot. You know?
Okay. You start. Hold it. Start from the beginning, and we'll let you do it. Oh, Gary.
Rock and Stereo 95.9, Super Q at Stan and Haney, bringing back the hits. Taking you back to 1975, Mr. John Lennon, formerly of the Beatles. And here we go. Let's get it on.
Whatever gets you through.
All right, right on.
The
right
master.
On. He never loses it. Never loses it.
Blue skies.
Yeah.
Every day is a gift.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.